You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from Prince George's Stadium. We're getting set for game one in this six-game series between the Somerset Patriots and your Bowie Bay Sox. So glad you're with us alongside Adam Pohl. I'm Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie. It was a long road trip for the Bay Sox, and they're going to follow it up with a long home stand to boot. 13 games on the road for Bowie and 12 home games coming your way now over the next 2 weeks. It was an okay road trip for Bowie. It could have been better, and that's what can be conceived to be a little bit frustrating, maybe a little bit deflating, because Bowie opened up with a six-game series sweep over the Harrisburg Senators. They were on top of the world at a three-game lead in the Southwest Division of the Eastern League, and were taking that momentum into a seven-game series with Akron. But of the seven games that Bowie played against the Rubber Ducks, they only collected two wins. And of the five losses in that seven-game series, three of them were walk-off losses, and one of the losses was a game in which Bowie had a lead in the eighth inning, a game that they also led 6-0 at one point. So a lot was left on the table for the Bay Sox last week, Adam, and it really hampered them a little bit. We'll discuss it a little bit when we chat with Kyle Moore later on, is that you could just tell that they were out of gas. It's tough being on the road that long.
Yeah, you got to try to turn the page, right? And for the Bay Sox, obviously that is the position In which they are in right now, they were facing an Akron team. The Guardians have a very, very good farm. They took it to Akron when Akron was here earlier in the half, not long ago.
Yeah.
So the favor was returned. The Bay Sox obviously left a lot of meat on the bone, but now you've got another very tough series ahead. This is a Somerset team that gave Bowie fits when the Bay Sox were there earlier this season, and this is going to be a huge week here with only about a month left in the season.
That's the main message, is that it doesn't get easier. You can't get complacent. You need to keep going. As we get you set up with the numbers ahead of today's game, Somerset comes in for game number 108 on the season, a 66-41 record. One-game winning streak for the Patriots. They're 6-4 over their last 10, and 29-21 when playing on the road. Bowie comes in for game number 109 on the season, a 53-55 record, but a three-game losing streak for the Bay Sox. Only 5-5 over their last 10, and 28-23 when playing in front of the home crowds here at Prince George's Stadium. In the second half, Bowie is 26-13. That is the second best record in the Eastern League, but that's second to the Southwest Division leading Erie Seawolves. So Bowie is in second place, 1.5 game behind the division leading Seawolves, who are 27-11. Somerset is 22-16. They are also in second place and also 1.5 games back of first, as Portland leads the Northeast Division 24-15, but Somerset is not concerned about their standings in the second half. They were the first half winners in the Northeast Division, so they are already headed to the playoffs. Starting pitching matchup today sees Garrett Stallings go toe-to-toe with Clayton Beater for Somerset. Stallings is coming off of what you could consider to be one of the best starts of the season for a Bay Sox pitcher. It was the first quality start all season for a starting pitcher from Bowie. Stallings had tossed six innings and allowed three or fewer runs in previous outings, but they were in relief. So he was finally able to get one going and toss the six innings of one-run ball against the Rubber Ducks last week. It was opening the Wednesday game against Akron. It was a seven-game series. Forgive me that I forget which one was which sometimes. But he was phenomenal. Retired 12th inning before finally allowing his only run of the day, but still pitched well for Bowie to set them up for the potential win. But as they took a 2-1 lead into the ninth, they weren't able to hold on to that win. That was one of the three walk-off losses. As long as Stallings still maintains that aggression and that good movement around the top and bottom of the zone, he's varied well with his fastball and his slider, keeping batters guessing, he should be up for another good day, because Stallings did pitch well against Somerset back when he was in that quick turnaround into a relief role. Spun six scoreless innings in relief. Seven strikeouts, no walks. Clayton Beater is going to be an interesting watch today. He was part of the Yankees' return when trading Joey Gallo to the Dodgers at the trade deadline, and he's only making his second appearance as a Yankees farmhand. Now, he's not been a traditional starter this year either. You know, the former closer for Texas Tech has not actually completed four innings in any of his outings this season. Even when he was starting games with the AA affiliate of Los Angeles, the Tulsa Drillers, he's been pretty much an opener, if you want to describe it that way. In his Somerset debut, he did shine. Struck out six batters and only walked one in three scoreless innings. Didn't give up a hit. So we'll see how long he goes and what he's able to do today, as he's kind of just still a two-pitch pitcher. He has a changeup that he uses sometimes, but mostly it's his fastball. Sits in the mid-90s, sometimes hits up to 98, and has a nice curveball that bottoms out and draws swings and misses. So maybe if Bowie can pick up that curveball quickly, they could be in for a pretty good day. We'll just have to sit around and find out. As we continue on with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show here from Prince George's Stadium, we break now, and when we return, it's our weekly sit-down with the skipper. Kyle Moore is our guest next to tell us about that long road trip and how he surprised his family on the off day. Very nice story. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of Every Day. There's plenty going on at the ballpark on Saturday, August 27th. Bowie will be hosting a special tribute to Negro League Baseball, as well as an exhibit presented by the Josh Gibson Foundation with special artifacts from the Hall of Famer's career, as well as the Bay Sox huge Touch a Truck event featuring dozens of construction, excavation, emergency vehicles, and trucks for all fans to enjoy and interact with exhibits as well. It begins at 4:30 and is going to run till 6:30 ahead of the 6:35 game. It's all presented by Miss Utility and comes your way on a busy Saturday, August 27th, so get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RadSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Checking back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Getting set for a long homestand at Prince George's Stadium. First of 12 and the first of 6 between Bowie and Somerset. As we sit down for our weekly chat with the skipper, Kyle Moore, following up on what had been a long two-week road trip to lead into this long two-week homestand. Started out well, of course, the six-game sweep over Harrisburg, but the one-run games and the walk-off games just got away from Bowie in the Akron series. What were your overall takeaways from the road trip and the Akron series in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think we had a good overall road trip. Anytime you spend that much time away from home and you have a 12-game, 13-game, because we played a doubleheader, road trip, I just think it takes a toll on the guys and the players, you know. And I think by the time the second half of that road trip rolled around, I just think we were kind of out of gas. And then we played the 2-1 runs, and then we ended up playing the one-run game on Sunday. So I was really, really proud of how we competed throughout the entire road trip. And I love the sweep of Harrisburg. I thought we played really well and really handled the bats. You know, there were a couple calls that didn't go our way that I wish we had back. You know, there were a couple check swings not called that ended up in runs that eventually cost us the game. So I wish, I wish they had a fourth umpire out there, honestly. A couple of those check swings just, you know, they just got away from them. And they were strikeouts that ended up becoming RBI singles, and one was a double off the wall. So I thought we played good. I was proud of how we played. Just a long road trip. I mean, golly, it was like 14 days and 13 games, and it just felt like we were on the road for a year. So really glad to be back for this long homestand.
And there's going to be a couple of big boosts for this team as well. The re-addition of Adam Hall after spending a little bit of time rehabbing his mild injury down in the FCL. He's been one of the best speed guys on the team. So how is that going to impact the team?
No doubt. I mean, Adam Hall's a run scorer, and he really knows how to run the bases. So not only is he really fast, but he's a good base runner. So steals a lot of meaningful bags. You don't see Adam stealing a bunch of bags when the game's lopsided or something like that, or stealing third when they're not paying attention to him. It seems like every bag Adam steals, they're really paying attention to him and holding him on. So it's just a testament to how good of a base runner he is. Just looking for him to come out and get on base like he was before, and hope he's feeling well and ready to go, and really excited about putting him back in the lineup.
And then, of course, some of the big news yesterday were the player movements of Drew Rahm and Ryan Watson, and then in return, Cade Povich and Chase McDermott. But let's start with Rahm and Watson, two of the most reliable guys in the rotation all season. I had literally been calling Ryan Watson Mr. Reliable for the five innings that he'd been putting in and night out. What was it like to get to tell them that together?
Yeah, it's the best part about managing, or one of the best parts about managing, is that you get to tell a guy that he's a little bit closer to that dream realizing. And so Watson completely earned it. I was really happy to tell him. They gave him a big hug, and just a really good moment for Waddy, because, you know, coming into the season, we really weren't sure what his role was going to be. Was he going to be like a long reliever? Was he going to be in the bullpen? Was he going to be a starter that we were going to kind of tandem and kind of do some other things with? And he kind of pitched his way into being our best starter. Yeah. He was our most durable starter, but our best, not only that, but our best starter. Yeah. And he pitches with a chip on his shoulder, and he's an undrafted free agent out of 2020. So he's just one of those guys that you'd love to see emerge from the minor leagues. Drew Rahm's been here a while, and I'm sure he wasn't very happy with his last outing. But, you know, he's been here a while, and it's time for him to get a challenge in AAA. Yeah. It's time for him to start doing some things with his off-speed pitches that he's really going to have to do if he wants to pitch in the big league. So we felt like a challenge was good for Drew. But certainly just great news when you get to deliver that to a kid. They were both super happy and moved on to Norfolk.
So we continue on with our chat with the skipper, Kyle Moore. Of course, the additions, Chase McDermott and Cade Povich. Not only new to this club, but just new to the organization in total. Trade acquisitions at the most recent deadline for Baltimore. So what are kind of some of the anticipations for them? Because obviously they pitched well with High A Aberdeen, but they're still kind of getting their feet under them when it comes to understanding the organization and the way that it develops.
No doubt. I mean, this is going to be both of their first times in Double A, so I think that's a giant jump when you go from High A to Double A. Povich is a lefty, McDermott's a righty, both from two different organizations, so I'm sure it's been a little bit of a whirlwind for them coming over from the Twins and the Astros and just being traded for really two really good Major League Baseball players. I mean, one was a closer on a winning team, and Trey Mancini, I mean, I don't need to say anything more than that. I mean, what a guy, what a sort of a son of Baltimore. So just super excited to see what that return looks like, and always love welcoming new kids to the Orioles, even though they went to Aberdeen for like a week or so. Really want to see these kids compete and just see what they got. It's they're like I said, they're kind of coming to Double A now to face a really good Somerset lineup with the Yankees. So the challenge is theirs, but I'm looking forward to watching them pitch.
Speaking of the upcoming series with the Yankees affiliate in town, you could kind of draw some parallels to the previous series that these two teams played off against compared to what the Akron series was like. A lot of closely, tightly contested games, and Somerset was just able to take four of the six. So what's kind of the anticipation or maybe the message going out?
I hope we can play well at home just because this is our home turf, and I think we play we're more rested. I think we play better here, even though we've played well on the road. So the messaging to the team is that it ain't going to get any easier from here on out. I mean, this is Double A, and these are good Double A teams. Yeah. I think Akron probably had the best pitching staff, like top to bottom. When you look at all their starters and all their relievers, and they had some dude named Espino that was hurt, so that'll tell you how kind of deep they are, right? Somerset's the same way. They had a bunch of, they have had some transactions, they have had some really good arms move up and get traded and all that, but I don't expect anything less than a really good pitching staff out of Somerset with a bunch of close games and a bunch of games where the really small details matter. So it's fun to coach against that when you're trying to develop players because it gives you a lot of coaching points. But I certainly expect a lot from Somerset. They won the first half. We got a tough schedule to finish the year, no doubt.
And then last but not least, as we always wrap it up, I know the rest of the family has gotten back down to Sarasota to start working ahead to the off season. But how did you spend, I suppose, the first off day alone of the year?
Not so fast. I was on a 6 a.m. flight on Monday morning.
Oh, there you go.
I couldn't do it without them, so I went 6 a.m. to Sarasota, and I got back in the plane this morning about 23 hours later, and 6 a.m. back to Baltimore. So
fantastic.
Picked Maddie up from school, and we had a nice day at home. I actually ate a home cooked meal at home yesterday, thanks to my wife and her mother. So it was time and well spent, but good to be back.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Skip, thank you so much for the time.
Awesome, thank you.
That's Kyle Moore here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll step aside, be back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Well, we're getting ready for baseball today. It is a beautiful night here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie. My goodness, it is a rare day or week here in the middle of August in which we don't have a lot of humidity, and that is what we have today. It is just a beautiful day here for baseball at Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie. Well, the Bay Sox, as Matt spoke to, you know, what a weird road trip. About dropping 5 out of 7 in Akron, 14 days, 13 games. And as Kyle Moore just spoke to, it felt like we were gone for a year. Well, hopefully it'll feel like the Bay Sox are at home for a year now, as this is for Bowie their final kind of mega homestand of the year with 12 games here over the next 13 days. The Bay Sox hosting Somerset, the Yankees affiliate, and then it'll be Altoona next week in town, each for 6 games. Coming into today, the Bays be in playoff position as of today, even with their outstanding second half. Bowie is 26-13 in the second half. You know, it's interesting, the Bay Sox in the Southwest Division were the last place team in the first half. Well, the first half winner in Richmond is the last place team in the second half. They are 12-26. It has been a rough road for Richmond since they claimed the title, the pennant, on the final day of the first half of the year. Erie's got a 1.5-game lead on Bowie. And then behind the Bay Sox, Akron, even though they're above the 500 mark, they are 7 out. So you've got 5 weeks remaining in the year, but it does feel like a two-team race. Still time for Akron and Altoona to make a big run. Altoona's 7.5 back, but really Erie and Bowie are the heavy favorites. But remember, the Bay Sox just struggled in Akron, and Erie will be at home this week taking on Akron. So we'll be following that along very closely. They are already underway, a 6:05 start in Erie, Pennsylvania. Altoona is at home to begin a week against Harrisburg. In the Northeast, it is Portland right now with a 3.5-game lead on Hartford. Somerset is the second-place team in the Northeast, but of course they have already punched their ticket to the 2022 Eastern League postseason. So right now it would be a Yankees-Red Sox battle. Portland, the longtime Red Sox affiliate, and Somerset here in Bowie, the longtime, well, the now New York Yankees affiliate, after Trenton gave way years ago. Erie is the Tigers affiliate, and they are in first place in the Southwest. Once again, 27-11 Erie. They have won now 7 in a row, and they've been outstanding, 12-5 at home, and again, they are at home taking on Akron. So we're going to take a quick break. First time that Somerset is here at Prince George's Stadium this year. We're back with more First Pitch. Matt will be with you right after this on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctors, and now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie, Maryland. It's game one of a six-game series between the Somerset Patriots and your Bowie Bay Sox. So glad you're with us. Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie. And as Garrett Stallings warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Patriots that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, or at shortstop, you've got Anthony Volpe, followed by Emerson Pereira in center field, batting second. Austin Wells is the catcher, batting third. Elijah Dunham in left field, bats fourth. Andres Chaparro is the third baseman, batting fifth. Brandon Lockridge at right field, bats sixth. Jason Rosario, the DH, bats seventh. Jesus Bastidas is the second baseman, batting eighth. And Mickey Gasper is at first base, batting ninth. The Patriots are the AA affiliate of the New York Yankees. They're managed by Dan Fiorito, assisted by Gerardo Casadiego, Jake Hurst, Aaron Bossy, and Michael Becker is the athletic trainer. Somerset is 66-41 on the season and 22-16 in the second half. They're the first half winners in the Northeast Division, already headed to the playoffs. And again, their lineup features Volpe, Pereira, Wells, Dunham, Chaparro, Lockridge, Rosario, Bastidas, and Gasper, all to face off against Garrett Stallings on the mound. Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie is 309 feet down the line to both left and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center, as we've got a very nice, not too warm, not too humid, but not too cold day with not too much wind. It's just a great day all around with final toss back to second base. Following Stallings' warm-up throws, we're ready to go for Anthony Volpe. Right-handed hitter batting 250 this season, an 808 OPS in 96 games played, 27 doubles and a triple, 16 home runs, 54 runs batted in. As a small stretch of shadow is just behind home plate, covers the catcher but not the batter. As Stallings holds set on the first base side, he kicks high and fires the first pitch home, and we're underway. A fastball is called for strike on the inside edge. We're just getting started. 6 degree, mostly sunny day here in Bowie, as the 0-1 is a slider that misses down and away. Count runs even at a ball and a strike. Bowie is coming off of a very intriguing series against the Akron Rubber Ducks. It was a two-week road trip, 1-1. Misses down and away as the count goes to two balls and a strike on Volpe. As Bowie was able to take 8 of 15 games on the road, but they had a big opportunity to maybe take a little bit more. I said 15, it's 13. 8 of 13, they lost 5. As the 2-1 misses wide, it's 3 balls and a strike. Got my 3 and 5 mixed up there. But 8 of 13 games on the road should be good, but Bowie had a chance to maybe win 12 of the 13. As the 3-1 is a check swing down and away, Volpe held off. So a leadoff walk after Volpe started behind, but he draws 4 consecutive out of the zone and opens the inning on base. He's had a great strikeout-to-walk ratio this season, Anthony Volpe, and it leaves you scratching your head sometimes as to why the leadoff man, who's now walked 51 times against just 77 strikeouts, is still rocking in Double-A after 96 games. It goes on to Everson Pereira, now the center fielder, in his 12th Double-A game, as Stallings holds calmly and fires the first pitch. It swung on and missed, a high fastball, nothing in one to open. Got to be mindful of Volpe on base. 45 stolen base attempts this season. He swiped 39 bags. 245 average for Pereira in the box this season. 662 OPS. Next pitch, curveball popped foul right side. And the count goes quickly to nothing and two. No doubles, only one triple for Pereira. One home run, 3 runs batted in. Again, just his 12th game, so getting used to this new level. He struck out 21 times and only walked 4 times. Pickoff throw back to first. But Volpe is not taking that big of a lead. He was, at best, a full step away from the bag. More reasonably, looked to only be about a half step away from the bag. But again, he does have speed. Takes a secondary lead, but now backs out to first as the 0-2 is a curveball that just misses inside. Count runs. Bowie had a interesting series that could have gone better against Akron. While the Bay Sox only won two of the seven games, the 1-2 pitch is a slider, misses well down and away, kept in front by Cody Roberts catching today. Count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. While Bowie only won two of the seven games, of their five losses, four of them, they had a lead in the eighth inning or later, including three walk-off losses. Stallings holds for the 2-2. Here it comes. Runner feigns the takeoff and is punched to first, picked by Kobe Mayo. He thought about going to second, but decides not to, and instead turns and underhands it back to Stallings at first for the force. I'm intrigued as to why Mayo didn't think about going for the lead runner in Volpe. Fielder's choice is going to go 3-1. Well, it's not even a fielder's choice. It's just a regular 3-1 putout. And Volpe will advance to second base. I understand he had the speed, but Volpe was not even attempting to steal the base initially. You had the time, but instead Volpe moves to second base, and now here's Austin Wells. Left-hander as Stallings sets. Fires the first pitch in. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed down and away. It's nothing and one. Defensive alignment for Bowie from left to right in the outfield. You've got Hudson Haskin, Colton Cowser, and John Rhodes. Cesar Prieto is at third base. Joey Ortiz is the shortstop. Connor Norby at second. Kobe Mayo at first. And Cody Roberts is the catcher behind the plate for Garrett Stallings on the mound. Stallings holds for quite some time. Fires the 0-1 and it's swung on and missed down and away. Count quickly to nothing and two. It's a .263 average for Wells this season. A .798 OPS in 29 games. Five doubles, no triples, five homers, 14 runs batted in. Runner at second, one away here in a scoreless top of the first. As Stallings holds and fires. Fastball misses up and away, and the count runs even at a ball and a strike. Well, it's understandable why Volpe is as dangerous as Ben this season. He's clearly the most mobile just in terms of the initial lead. Secondary lead, resetting it as the 1-2 pitch is popped foul left side out of play. Count remains at a ball and two strikes on Wells. He'll start only about a half step, a full step off of the bag, and then side shuffle until he's about four steps away, and then side shuffle back to where he's only about one step away, back and forth and back and forth, and then he'll finally settle himself, maybe feign a takeoff too. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing, pitch in the dirt, pushed up the line though, third baseline, so Volpe will not advance. Well played by Cody Roberts behind home plate. As the count runs even at two, Stallings will ask for a new ball. Garrett Stallings, a 6'2", 200-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Chesapeake, Virginia, traded over from the Los Angeles Angels back in 2020. It was the Jose Iglesias deal. He's 5-8 on the season with a 6.57 ERA. But he's been on one of the best runs for a Bay Sox pitcher this season. One of the best runs for an Orioles minor league pitcher this season. 2-2, Volpe takes off, and it's punched through the gap left side for a base hit. Volpe slid around third, and he's going to get the wave home. He will score on the single, and Somerset takes the early 1-0 edge. RBI hit for Wells, as he's got hits in back-to-back games now. His 15th RBI. And that's one of the additional problems to having Anthony Volpe dance around you on the base paths, is that one of your fielders is going to be holding him on. The shortstop, Joey Ortiz, was relatively close to the bag, and it left a massive gap on the opposite field. Austin Wells pushes it the opposite way well over a third of the time. As Elijah Dunham steps in, first pitch is a called strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. The first inning has been a little tough for Stallings this season. 6.75 ERA in the first inning. He's allowed a whip of 1.75. Usually after he gets past the second, he can settle down. As time is, Stallings did not deliver. Stallings is saying that the home plate umpire had signaled for the pitch clock to be reset. And it looks to be that it was not reset. And the umpires realized that it was not reset. So now they are conferring that Stallings did not commit a violation. The count stays at no balls and one strike. Here's the next. Popped up. Out towards center field. Cowser runs down. Holds for quite some time and makes the catch. There's two away. Speaking of that umpiring crew, it's Jae Young Kim at third base. Tom Fornarola is at first base. And Matt Carlian is the crew chief. He's calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. 86 and a third innings for Garrett Stallings this season. 97 strikeouts, 18 walks. He has allowed 22 home runs, which is still up there among the Eastern League pitchers. Opponents are hitting him for a .292 average this season. Here's the first pitch to Andres Chaparro. It bounces in, rolls up the first baseline. It's picked by Roberts as the runner tries to advance, and he nails him. Wells is thrown out 2-4, trying to advance on the bouncing ball from the catcher, and the inning is over on the first pitch to Chaparro. But Somerset does take the early edge. RBI single by Wells, and as we go to the bottom of the first, it's Somerset 1. Bowie coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screening. Regional Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
Well, the Bowie Bay Sox already in a quick hole as Somerset strikes in the first inning. They'll try to maybe match it as Clayton Beter gets going on the mound for the Somerset Patriots. The starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at second base, you've got Connor Norby, followed by Colton Cowser in center field batting second. Joey Ortiz is the shortstop batting third. Hudson Haskin in left field bats fourth. Cesar Prieto at third base bats fifth. Kobe Mayo at first base bats sixth. John Rhodes is the right fielder batting seventh. Adam Hall at DH bats eighth. Then Cody Roberts is the catcher batting ninth. Bowie is the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Facto, and Chandler Keller. Calvin Christensen is the video coordinator. Lindsey Birchfield and Blake Wooten are the athletic trainers. Bowie is 53-55 on the season, 26-13 in the second half, second in the Southwest. Then again, their lineup features Norby, Cowser, Ortiz, Haskin, Prieto, Mayo, Rhodes, Hall, Roberts, all to face off against Clayton Beter on the mound. As Norby digs in, right-hander on right-hander, .273 average and an .887 OPS in 36 games here in AA. First pitch. Fastball lifted foul to the right side out of play. Count opens up at nothing and one. Eight doubles and a triple for Norby, eight home runs, 18 runs batted in. As the infield plays him straight up, a little deep as the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed down. Count quickly to nothing and two. Beter has been pretty constantly described as mostly a two-pitch attacker. He doesn't normally go too long in his appearances. We can discuss it in a little bit as the 0-2 pitch comes in, and it's grounded foul third base side. Norby had an all-right series against Akron. Picked up two hits on Sunday. Took walks as well, and then also had a four-hit game in the Thursday affair. The 0-2 checked on, curveball down and away. Count runs to a ball and two strikes. But we did not have many four-hit games over the first half of the season, but Norby is responsible for two of them just in the last week plus for Bowie. Had one in the Sunday finale against Harrisburg, and then one on Thursday against Akron. 1-2 pitch, and Norby smashes it out to deep right center field. Pereira's running back to the scoreboard, sprinting up against the warning track, and makes the catch. Norby really gave that one a charge, but a fly out to center starts the game. Rest of the defense for Somerset here in the bottom of the first. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Elijah Dunham, Everson Pereira, and Brandon Lockridge. Andres Chaparro is at third base. Anthony Volpe, the shortstop. Jesus Bastidas is at second base. Mickey Gasper at first. And Austin Wells is the catcher behind the plate for Clayton Beter on the mound. As Colton Cowser digs in, left-hander hitting .323 with a .1033 OPS in 37 games. First pitch, breaking ball misses down, and it's 1-0 to start. Eight doubles, no triples for Cowser. Eight home runs, 24 runs batted in. They've got a decent-sized shift on for the left-hander as the 1-0 pitch comes home, and Kowser watches high fastball for ball two. Clayton Beater, 6'2", 220-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Fort Worth, Texas. This is just his second appearance as a Yankees farmhand as he fires the 2-0, and it misses high again. Fastball runs it to 3-0. He was the return for New York in the Joey Gallo deal with the Los Angeles Dodgers just at the deadline. He tossed three hitless innings, scoreless innings, in his Yankees organizational debut, struck out six and only walked one, the 3-0. Called a strike on the outside edge. Kowser might not have had the green line as that fastball notched up to 94. Kowser had a very good series against Akron. Drew plenty of walks despite missing out on a couple of hits. 3-1 pitch. Misses high, and there's another walk. So talk about Kowser's walk totals. He picks up one here, of course, in the Yankees system. For Kowser, that's already the 29th he's drawn in 37 games, and it turns to Joey Ortiz now. But again, just three innings for Beater in his first appearance as a Yankees farmhand with the Dodgers AA affiliate before the trade. He went 0-3 with a 5.75 ERA in 18 games, 16 starts. He only tossed 51 2/3 innings, which was very interesting. The first pitch to Joey Ortiz misses inside under the elbow. It's 1-0 to start. 264 average for Ortiz, a 767 OPS in 99 games. 23 doubles, 4 triples, 12 homers, 63 runs batted in. As Beater out of the stretch, holds set, splits the middle of the rubber, and fires the 1-0. Ortiz watches the curveball for a called strike, runs the count even at a ball and a strike. Austin Wells, behind the plate, has had 29 total stolen base attempts this season. He has only caught 8. But again, Bowie has not been a big stolen base team this year. As they attempt to pick off to first, it's late. Kowser was able to slide in just ahead of the tag. We'll wait on the 1-1 pitch to Ortiz. Again, it was just 51 2/3 innings for Beater. He walked 35 and struck out 88, allowed 48 hits. Here's the 1-1. Fastball misses high. Count goes to 2-1 on Ortiz. Beater had an interesting role in the Dodgers AA pitching staff. He wasn't necessarily used as a full-time starter. He was more of an opener, but not even like a one-inning or two-inning opener. He'd usually go three innings. The 2-1, Ortiz pops it foul right side and runs the count even at 2-2. Now, Beater was the closer at Texas Tech, but going into the 2020 season, he was ready to become a starter until the pandemic hit and ended the entire season. So he never really got too much of an opportunity to develop fully into his keys. Late swing on a curveball, rolled over foul third base side, and the count holds. Ortiz, much like Cesar Prieto has constantly this season, Ortiz had plenty of long plate appearances, drawn out PAs, frustrating opposing pitchers, primarily starters in the Akron series. He drew a handful of walks, but he didn't draw any against Somerset when these two teams met back in early July. 2-2 pitch. Another rolled over swing on a low curveball fouled third base side. Count stays even on Ortiz, however. This next pitch will be the 7th overall of the plate appearance. But you can tell the way that Beater is working the bottom half of the zone. He's trying to turn that double play. Middle infield is playing relatively close to the bag. Ortiz has hit into 8 double plays this season. Among the active lineup, that's the most. Here's another 2-2 popped up foul. First base side, maybe playable. Gasper to the warning track, but just out of his reach. The stair entrance to the field from the first level got in his way, and obviously he can't climb those stairs. So the count stays at 2-2. We'll see an 8th pitch in this plate appearance. It was 19 pitches in the first for Garrett Stallings. He walked a batter, gave up an RBI single, but a runner trying to advance and a ball in the dirt was thrown out 2-4 to end the inning. Bowie trails 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Runner at first, one away, as Ortiz continues to grind. 2-2. High fastball fouled off right side. 96 miles an hour. That one was probably about chin high
And Ortiz was still able to get just enough of a handle on it to send it out of play. A pitch that high, you almost think you could pop right up. Of course, you don't want that. See if Couser takes off on any of these pitches. Again, he's only attempted two. Another 2-2. Sprayed foul this time, more routinely out toward the lighthouse in right field. Hits off of the fence in front of the Bay Sox clubhouse. Stays. This will be the 10th pitch of the plate appearance. Already the 20th incoming for Beter. For someone who's used primarily in an opener's role, this is not what he wants. Here's a pickoff throw to first. Still late. Gouser's playing it close. Beter has a good move. Very fast, very tight on his turn, and his two throws over to first base on pickoffs have been very accurate. The 10th pitch to Ortiz is way up and in. That fastball came a little bit toward the chin, but fortunately Ortiz was able to peel back on it. The count runs full, and the plate appearance will go to an 11th pitch. Beter worked two full counts in his previous start with Somerset. He struck out one batter and walked the other. Runner at first, one away. Couser takes off. The 3-2 is wide for ball four. The throw might have beaten him. But Ortiz draws the free pass, and Couser is granted second base because of it. Back-to-back walks on a massive plate appearance for Joey Ortiz. 11 pitches to be granted the free base, and it's going to lead to a battery visit between the catcher Wells and Clayton Beter. Looks like the first baseman Mickey Gasper is going to come in as well. Well, hey, watch out for that hidden ball trick, huh? Hudson Haskin will dig in, and it gives us a quick chance to tell you about our friends at Patient First. Care's around the corner at Patient First. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Every Patient First has on-site labs, x-rays, and prescription drugs. Patient First, the name fits. So, Haskin ready. 270 average, an 831 OPS in 85 games this season. 20 doubles, 3 triples, 11 homers, 43 runs batted in. Bowie trails 1-0 here in the bottom of the first, but they're threatening. First and second, one away. First pitch. Haskin watches the changeup. Rarely see that one. Called for strike on the bottom edge. It's nothing and one. Beter, ball and curveball. Curveball can bottom out a ton. But then he brings out the changeup sometimes if he just needs to vary something. The 0-1. Haskin grounds it slowly to the third baseman. Could be two. Chaparro goes to Bastidas for one. The throw to first is bounced in. Haskin is able to beat it out as Gasper scoops it. Couser goes to second base. Ortiz is retired on the fielder's choice, 5-4. The second out of the inning, but Bowie has a tying run at third base now for Cesar Prieto to try and drive in. The Bay Sox are in their usual home white uniforms, all white with the script Bay Sox on the front side and the white caps. Somerset in their road dark blues with Somerset in white arced across the front, gray pants, and a blue cap. First pitch to Prieto is a curveball. Misses too far inside, and the count starts out at 1-0. 285 average for Prieto, a 7-11 OPS. 65 games played, 18 doubles, no triples, 3 homers, 29 runs batted in. Here's the next. Prieto checks his swing on a curveball down. Appeal to the base umpire. He didn't go around. Count to 2 balls and no strikes. Two O pitch, and Prieto smacks it up the third baseline, but foul. He had a couple of really good cracks back in the Akron series, including a 3-run home run in the opener of that set. He was actually getting a little bit of sass earlier today about how he's only had 3 home runs here up at AA compared to his 7 with High A Aberdeen. But Prieto's contact numbers have still been just as stellar. Here's a pickoff throw to first, but the tag is not fully applied. A little low for Gasper to try and corral. Fortunately for him, he was able to keep it in front. But we'll wait on the 2-1 pitch here to Prieto with 25 pitch first for Beter. The 2-1. Prieto swings and misses on a curveball down. Akron doesn't, or Somerset does have a couple of folks around in the bullpen. I don't think they're tossing just yet, but their bullpen catcher is getting ready just in case. As the next pitch into Prieto is smacked foul left side. Count 2-2. But now they are getting a right-hander up, and the first throw that the right-hander throws in the bullpen is sent wild. Oh, that's not necessarily a good start, huh? I think it might be Nick Ernst getting loose for Akron. Or keep wanting to say Akron. Seven games you get used to saying a team's name. 2-2 to Prieto. Pulled foul this time. Curveball was inside. Count stays even at 2-2. But Beter is getting racked up right now, and this is what Bowie does best. While they may not always be able to capitalize on the runners they put on base, Bowie does lead the league in runners left on base all season, they still grind into the starting pitchers. Beter sets for another 2-2 to Prieto. Here it is. Fouled off again, back to the netting. A little bit on the left side as the count holds even at 2. 1-0 game, Somerset. Got the RBI single from Austin Wells in the first. But so far, Garrett Stallings looks to be coming out as the better of the two first innings, despite allowing the run so far. Only 19 pitches for Stallings. This next one is going to be number 30 for Beter. Another 2-2, and it's fouled off. Prieto went down, a little bit too far down on a fastball that really came in around the waist. And got a piece on it to hold the count even. Of three batters, 11 pitches to Joey Ortiz. Hudson Haskin puts the second pitch into play, but now Prieto will see a ninth pitch. Here it is. Misses down, rolls away slightly. Runner at first will advance. As it bounced just a little bit outside from the left-hander's batter's box. Hudson Haskin moves up on the wild pitch. That's a potential go-ahead run now in scoring position. It removes the opportunity for a force at second base, but at the same time, it does bolster the defense on the right side of the infield. The first baseman doesn't need to hold on the runner anymore. But it runs the count full. Second full count of the inning. Beter delivers, and Prieto muscles it out to left center field. This one should stay in the ballpark, however, as Elijah Dunham ranges back on it and makes the catch in front of the warning track. It was a 33-pitch first inning for Clayton Beter, but he works it scoreless around a pair of walks. We're on to the second here in Bowie. Bay Sox trail 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Celebrate your Chesapeake Pride on Friday, August 19th as the Bay Sox host Maryland's Baytoberfest at Prince George's Stadium. All things Maryland presented by Royal Farms with an upcoming special Baytoberfest beer stein and ticket package available. And with a big chance to celebrate all things Maryland, it wouldn't be complete without your very own Maryland flag designed Bay Sox hat with Adley Rutschman and his number 35 patched on the side. It's the Maryland Baytoberfest and the Adley Rutschman hat giveaway Friday, August 19th at Prince George's Stadium. So get your tickets at baysox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Second inning here in Bowie, a 1-0 ball game as the Bay Sox still trail. But boy, did Bowie get as much as they probably could have asked for out of their offense, even if it meant no runs would score. Bowie worked the starting pitcher, Clayton Beter, for 33 pitches in the first inning without bringing a run across. As Garrett Stallings gets back to work, facing 5, 6, and 7 in the lineup, Andres Chaparro will lead off, and the first pitch to him is called a strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. Next offering, another called strike. Late ring up on a slider outside, count to nothing and two. It's a 266 average for Chaparro this season, an 879 OPS in 38 games played, as the 0-2 pitch is swung on and bounced foul, third base side, count remains. He was in the box and saw a first pitch ball in the first inning. As it bounced in, Austin Wells tried to advance but was thrown out, 2-4. Stallings waits a little bit before stepping and firing the 0-2, and it bounces in. Ball and two strikes now on Chaparro. 8 doubles, no triples. 10 homers, 24 runs batted in. We've got the shadows finally starting to push across most of the infield. The 1-2 pitch is checked on, called for strike three. Home plate umpire says Chaparro went around on a curveball, and that's the first strikeout for Garrett Stallings today. First strikeout, which will step in.
Batting six.
236 average for Lockridge, a 683 OPS in 85 games played. 16 doubles and a triple as the first pitch is a curveball, misses down. Count opens up at 1-0. 10 home runs, 39 runs batted in this year. He had a keen eye against the Bay Sox back in July as the 1-0 pitch is bounced slowly to third. A couple of quick hops before Cesar Prieto picks it. Fires it a tad high to first, but it's in time. 5-3 put out and quickly two gone.
Batting seventh, designated hitter, number two, Jason Rosario.
And now Jason Rosario, 256 average and a 796 OPS in 83 games played. 17 doubles, 4 triples, 8 homers, 35 runs batted in. First left-hander in the inning as the first pitch in is sprayed foul the other way. Count opens up at nothing and one. Again, Bowie trails 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. First of a six-game series between these two squads as the Bay Sox look to pick something back up as the 0-1 pitch. It's a fastball just a little bit too high. Looked like it probably could have hit the zone, but barely missed above the letters. Runs the count even at a ball and a strike. 1-1. That curveball finds the knees. Still sits hard at the plate as the count goes to a ball and two strikes now. Stallings is working with rhythm. I'm here for it. Never going to complain when a guy moves fast as the 1-2 pitch comes home. And it's checked on outside. Pulled back just enough on a changeup. Runs the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Stallings wants to get back into work. He's just waiting now as Rosario had stepped out of the back of the box. And he's instantly firing the 2-2. Checked on a low curveball. Rosario held back as the count runs full. First full count for Stallings today. Opponents are only hitting him at a 205 clip on full counts, 18 strikeouts, 9. Here's the payoff. Late swing, poked a curveball out to center field. Couser sprints, he slides, and it's off his glove. Couser slams that glove, a little frustrated that he didn't get the proper angle on it. Rosario extends the inning with a two-out single. And now Jesus Bastidas will dig in. .260 average and a .798 OPS for the right-hander this season as the first pitch in is a fastball low, bounced in front, picked by Roberts. Runner tries to advance. The throw to second is another bullet. Rosario tested the arm, and for the second straight inning, it was the wrong choice. Roberts has that cannon attached to his right shoulder. Two-out single eliminated from the base paths. We're on to the bottom of the second. Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows. We'll give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the second here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie as the Bay Sox still trail 1-0. It'll be 6, 7, and 8 in the Bowie lineup set to bat with Kobe Mayo opening it up. Clayton Beter is back to work after 33 pitches in the first inning. First pitch here to Mayo is a curveball that misses down and in. It's 1-0 to start. Six batters so far for Beter. Four first pitch balls.
Activity still up and going in the Somerset pen.
Yeah, that opener might not be working out too well when you throw 33 pitches in the first. Next pitch to Mayo is called a strike on a changeup down and away. 194 average for Mayo, a 555 OPS, still in just eight games. No doubles or triples, a homer, five runs batted in. Next pitch, a high fastball, it's 2-1. But it's the same reliever loosening, Nick Ernst. The thing for Somerset this week, and I imagine things may change, because they do only have 26 members on their active roster, as the 2-1 pitch is a late called strike on a fastball a little bit outside. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. But Somerset has a pretty depleted bullpen right now. Again, they do have two open roster spots, as the 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Mayo goes chasing on a low curveball, and that's the first strikeout for Beter today. One up, one down to start the second inning. Yes, yeah, so far there are only, well, at the moment, only eight pitchers in the bullpen for Somerset entering this series. And when you use an opener like this, you'd imagine you're going to turn to someone with bulk innings to follow, and those guys, inning eaters, out of the pen. Here's John Rhodes to bat. First pitch, he bounces it over towards short very slowly and scooped on a low hop by Anthony Volpe. Sent to first on a knee, picked by Mickey Gasper. 6-3 put out, and John Rhodes instantly retired. So suddenly two gone, and here's Adam Hall. First game back for Hall since the end of June. 281 average and a 742 OPS in 41 games with Bowie this season. As he fires the first pitch in, Beter, it misses low. A little bounce, and the count starts out at 1-0. 10 doubles, no triples for Hall. One homer, 11 runs batted in. But for him, the power hasn't been the problem. Or not the problem, I should say. The power hasn't been the point. It's been the contact and the base running. As the 1-0 pitch is ripped to the third baseman and through for a base hit. Just up the line and into the bullpen. Hall will charge his way around first and head to second. A two-out double. The first hit of the day for Bowie. Tying run now in scoring position on Hall's 11th two-bagger of the season. That was a smack shot, 100 miles an hour off the bat. On a hot shot fastball inside, more importantly, Hall was able to get a good barrel on that. And now he sets himself up for Cody Roberts. Is that going to be the day already for Clayton Beter? Here's Dan Fiorito, the Somerset manager, making a very slow walk out to the mound. Has not made a point to the bullpen, however. But that is the day. Beter is done after just eight batters faced and five outs recorded. That is one of his shortest starts of the season, and that's coming from a guy who's already only an opener. So Bowie will face off against a new pitcher with an opportunity to potentially tie the game. A runner at second and two away here in the top of the second. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox.
On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bay Sox and is celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn care and pest control programs with guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. Mention this ad and receive a discount on your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Visit our website at onthegreeninc.com or call 410-695-0444. Let's go Bay Sox and On the Green, Inc., your lawn care team.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to BaySox.com.
Well, maybe an opportunity for Bowie to strike here in the bottom of the second inning as they trail 1-0. Somerset is already making a pitching change. Clayton Beter has not been known to go long in his starts this season. He's been used as an opener, if you want to put it that way. I normally put it in quotes, but he has been used as an opener, but only 1 2/3 innings for Beter. That is the third shortest start of his season, aside from a pair of 2/3 of an inning starts.
You know what's interesting, Matt? Beter has made almost 50 starts in his professional career, and he's never won a game, and that's why, right? He never goes five innings.
That's normally something that you're going to see from a guy who doesn't go too far in his starts. Nick Ernst takes over for the Patriots. 6'3", 235-pound, 25-year-old righty from Cincinnati. 15th round draft selection in 2018 by the Yanks. He went to Miami University of Ohio. As he faces off against Cody Roberts with a runner at second and two away here in the bottom of the second. First pitch in from Ernst. Is swung on and grounded to short. A good bouncer picked by Volpe and sent to first to end the inning. So one pitch and Bowie misses out on their second consecutive chance with a runner in scoring position. We go to the third. Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
We're back to action here for the third inning at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie still trailing 1-0, however. Garrett Stallings looking for a clean frame. He's allowed pick, but both runners have been thrown out on the base paths. Right. Great catching today as we hand it off to Adam.
Well, thank you so much. Here's the first pitch, and it's down and away, ball one, with a fastball here to Jesus Bastidas. Maybe a cutter there at 87, actually, from Stallings. Right-handed pitcher into the wide. He delivers. And a swing and a miss through a changeup at the bottom of the zone in the count 1-1. This is 8-9-1 in the Somerset order. As Stallings nods his head yes and comes home. And a breaking ball line softly to center. Going out the second baseman, Norby. And reaching up, he makes the running catch. Heading back into the shallow outfield grass. And one retired. And now first baseman Mickey Gasper, a switch hitter. He'll stand in for the left side. So Stallings, I mean, it really is remarkable. Named the minor league pitcher of the month in the month of July for the entire Orioles minor league system. As a fastball lifted foul, straight back out of play. And they count nothing and one to Gasper. We've talked a lot about his struggles in June. He allowed 38 earned runs in 5 June starts. He allowed 4 earned runs in 5 outings in July. As Gasper lifts a high fly ball to shallow center. A few steps to his left. Kowser there to make the catch. And very quickly, two men down. Usually, you know, it's not like football, right? There's no time of possession stat in baseball, but if you're hitting for longer, you're usually winning. Right now, unfortunately, that has not been the case. As here is Volpe, second time to the order, and the pitch. And he takes a cold strike on the outer half with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Good velocity from Stallings. And the count nothing and one to Volpe. He throws. And there's a driven ball to right center. Long run, Rhodes back into his right, and it's down. And Rhodes is going to cut it off near the edge of the track and standing with a double. The top prospect in the Yankees organization walked and scored in the first. And now gets into scoring position with two down in the third. And here is Everson Pereira. With Ryan Watson now up to AAA, you look at guys that just eat innings on this Bay Sox staff, and Stallings is the guy. He leads Bowie with 86 and a third innings pitch. Actually, second on the club coming into today to Watson, but will soon surpass that. Third on that list is Drew Rahm. He also went up to AAA Norfolk. The Stallings kind of holding it down here. He throws, and a good fastball strike in the outer half. Count nothing and one. Now, that heater's got a little bit more to it tonight. It's been at 92 or 93 miles an hour here in this evening. The 0-1 to Pereira. He throws. And a check swing, but Pereira went too far on a pitch in the dirt that got a chunk of Roberts. And there's two down. Cody Roberts having an incredible start to the game today. Throwing out two runners already on the base paths. As the count is nothing and two. Stallings is ready, and he'll turn off of the hill and look back towards the runner at second base. Two balls in the dirt. Roberts knocked it down, picked it up, and threw out runners at second with just incredible throws. As now the 0-2. And it's off speed and down. A good take there by Pereira. And the count at a ball and two strikes. Pereira at the age of 21 already at AA. Got him. And off speed pitch down and in. It would have been a cold strike. And Pereira cuts through and the inning is over. A second strikeout for Stallings. And we now head to the bottom of the third. Somerset leading 1-0 on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning. microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
The Bay Sox are getting radical on Thursday, August 18th as we go back to the 80s. Get that perm done up, rip off those jeans, and toss on your jean jacket for the 80s Rewind Night. A totally tubular night of the greatest musical decade with live music and beer specials from 5 to 6:30. So head on back to the 80s with the Bowie Bay Sox on Thursday, August 18th. Get your tickets at baysox.com.
On to the bottom of the third inning we go. 1-0 Somerset leads. Nick Ernst, a four-pitch reliever, actually making his 32nd outing of the year here for Somerset. And that is a team high. And Ortiz, as here's the pitch, and a breaking ball right over the head of Norby. And the count 1-0. I'll tell you, you know, you don't use this often as a baseball player, but Norby very smartly there pulled the bat down. Sometimes you'll see a player leave the bat up, and a ball like that can actually hit it. 1-0 coming. And there's a cutting breaking ball strike on the outside corner, and they count 1-1. Ernst, 32nd outing with Somerset. The starter beater was in his second as a breaking ball chop outside third, foul. And the count 1-2. You know, the New York Yankees, of course, Somerset is their AA affiliate. At the trade deadline, they're not usually trading for minor league players. It's usually the opposite. They're trading their minor league players for major league players. Pitch and a breaking ball in the dirt of the count 2-2. That's why Beter, who was the first pitcher of the night, is such an aberration. He was the ball player that came back to the Yankees from the Dodgers in the Joey Gallo deal. Gallo's hit two homers in eight games for L.A. Pitch inside. A fastball, ball three. It's another long plate appearance for a Bay Sox. We saw two double-digit pitch play appearances in the first inning. Here's a 3-2. Swinging a high lifted fly to center. Pereira's going back. Plenty of room, though. He's standing and waiting, and he'll make the catch. Oh, now Norby has flied out to deep center twice tonight. And there's one down, and here is Colton Kowser. Well, Kowser will stride to the plate after his first time up, having a Rutschman-esque plate appearance. Oriole fans might say, wait, no, that looked more like Taron Vavra, but what do I mean by that? Here's the pitch, and Kowser swings through a change one. He didn't swing the bat. A plate appearance where you just go up there. And four out of the five were out of the zone, and he went to first base. 0-1 coming. And he takes on the inside corner. A cutting slider of the count is nothing in two. Kowser, after a tough opening month, is now hitting .281 on the year in totality between two levels. As he takes a fastball well upstairs. And the count 1-2. And the walk tonight was his 29th walk in what is only his 38th game with Bowie. I mean, that is an enormous total. 1-2 coming. And it's down and away, an off-speed pitch. And the count is now 2-2. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the third inning, 1-0 Somerset is leading here. Ortiz is on deck. They're playing to pull in the infield. This here's the pitch. And a breaking ball chop. Weakly foul. First base side. In fact, it was off the fencing in front of the Bay Sox dugout. Chaparro is the third baseman, and he is almost where a shortstop would usually be, and the shortstop Volpe is right up the middle here. The wide and the 2-2 to Couser. And another slider, and he fouled it right off his foot. They're trying to bust a left-handed hitter in on his hands here, as he has done a great job extending his arms and getting the baseballs in a short time with Bowie. 2-2 the count. As here's the pinch. Too tall with a fastball, ball three. Now we're about to see the eighth pitch of this at-bat here. In the first inning, Ortiz had an 11-pitch plate appearance and in a walk. And then Prieto had a 10-pitch plate appearance as a slider fouled back softly on a line back to the backstop. On his hands there. A lot of times you see pitchers go soft and away and then use the fastball in, but Ernst has been starting that slider in the middle of the plate and cutting it in on the hands of Couser. 3-2. Fastball in there, a called strike three. Right at the knees, and the ninth pitch of the at-bat gets the strikeout. Ernst has come on here and now retired three in a row. And there's two down in the inning, and here's Ortiz. We talked about Stallings as the Orioles' minor league pitcher of the month in July. And I know we're halfway through August, but Ortiz was also named the Orioles' minor league player of the month. And he deserved it mightily as he takes a strike. Ortiz had better than an 1,100 OPS. He hit 404 in July. Pitch, and it's off the outside. A fastball, and the count 1-1. He hadn't been too bad in August either. The average OPS in the league is around 715 or 720. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball line towards center. Pereira standing and waiting, though. It'll hang up for him, and he'll make the catch. Ortiz has better than a 1,000 OPS here in August. Bowie down in order in the third. We head to the fourth. We're going to have a special guest with us when we return. It's 1-0 Somerset on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit e.com.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Welcome back here to Prince George's Stadium. It is a 1-0 ball game. Somerset leads as Austin Wells will stand in, left-handed hitter. The wind of the pitch from Stallings and a breaking ball strike to get ahead. And the count is 0-1. We've got a special guest with us. We're going to keep him off the air, but we've got a a local ball player, as there's a swing and a liner to right center. Rhodes on the run over, and he makes the catch. A head-high grab on a well-driven baseball. Great to have with us one of our season ticket plan holders and a local high school ball player, J.T. Martin from Arundel High. Arundel's got a great baseball heritage. J.T. is nodding his approval. And there's one retired, and here is Elijah Dunham. Now Stallings in his fourth inning of work, Somerset. Grounded near the back at first, and it took a wild kick. Mayo gloved it beautifully, but it actually hit the side of the grass, and it kicked foul just outside of the first base bag. Maybe a bit of a tough break for Bowie. Had that stayed fair, it would have been a surefire out. But that count is nothing and one. So Elijah Dunham, you know, he was having a breakout year at Indiana University, hitting .390 in his first 15 games as a junior there. And he had only struck out 8 times in those 15 games. As here's the pitch. And a swing and a lifted fly, shallow left. Haskin coming in on the run to make the catch as he headed in and a bit towards the line, and there's two down. Unfortunately for Dunham, he was a junior in the year of 2020. So obviously his season ended early in that breakout junior year that may have ended up having him be drafted. He ended up being an undrafted free agent in what was just a 5-round Major League Baseball draft. As two quick outs, the pitch, and Chaparro hits a deep drive to right center. Cows are back on the run, looking up, and it heads out of here. Andres Chaparro has hit his 11th home run of the year, jumping on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball and hitting it out to right center. And Somerset has a 2-0 lead. That's a tough pill to swallow. The Bay Sox have had more opportunities to score in this game. Bowie stranding runners at second and third in the first. They've left 3 in scoring position, but Somerset has the lead. Here's the pitch to Lockridge, and Brandon Lockridge takes a hard-cutting slider down low, and the count is 1-0-0. Second year here in the Eastern League for Lockridge. Pitch and a swing and a miss, a big cut, and a hard-breaking ball in the count 1-1. Northeast League last year, but you get my point. He was with Somerset last year as well. Here's the pitch, and he takes a cold strike. He threw him 3 straight breaking balls, and the count 1-2. Lockridge has got power and speed. 10 homers this year, also a double-digit steals guy as he takes off speed and down, and the count evens 2-2. Last year, though, he hit 10 homers in 43 games. He's got 10 in 85 games this year. Pitch. Fastball a little bit low. Boy, Stallings set Lockridge up for that pitch, and he fired a 93-mile-an-hour heater, but he missed his spot. And now the 3-2 coming. Swing and a ground ball. He jammed him right side. Long run to his left, gloving Norby. On the run, the throw. Mayo digs it out on a low skidding throw, and they got him. Boy, Norby was playing right up the middle, and he had to go a long ways to his left to make that play. But Andres Chaparro hits a solo homer to right center, and with it, 2-0 Somerset leads onto the bottom of the fourth on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
the baseball season winds down, that means we've got to get ready for football. Friday, September 9th, it's the Bay Sox football kickoff night at Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for the college season and the pro season, the Bay Sox will be giving away a special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, Adley played college football before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the first 750 fans ages 30. It's football kickoff night on Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, we want to be back. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0 Somerset. Here's Hudson Haskin as Ernst winds and throws, and he misses down low with a fastball. Ball one. Haskin with 11 homers on the year, but he's starting to get it going again here in the month of August. As the 1-0 pitch and a breaking ball chopped foul outside third. And the count 1-1. Haskin is hitting 302, and he's got 8 runs scored, 9 driven in only 12 August games. He had that incredible series 2 weeks ago in Harrisburg. He tripled 3 times in the week as a fastball is well upstairs, and the count is now 2-2. He actually tripled 3 times in a 2-game span, which is something you never see in the game of baseball. As Ernst ready to go, the righty throws. And it's off the outside, a fastball. And the count now 3-3. Haskin, he can really run. And with that, a double can turn into a triple. It's almost sneaky how fast he is because he's got such a long stride. The wind and the pitch. Swing and a high lifted fly to left. Did he get it? Dunham going back at the track. In front of the wall, turning, leaping at the wall. Oh, it gets out enough. And Haskin has hit his 12th home run of the year. And he's put the Bay Sox on the board. Bowie trails it 2-1. Oh, Dunham needed another step or two on that ladder. He leapt at the wall, but when he did, he knew it was not to be enough. And now Cesar Prieto will come to the plate, and Haskins' outstanding month of August continues. And that's a big spark for Bowie. Ernst had retired. All four face. Here's the pitch, and a breaking ball strike. Kind of a get-me-over bender right down the middle. And the count nothing in 1-2, Prieto. 2-1 Somerset in the fourth. As a changeup grounded weakly right side. Gasper gloves. Flip close play at first. Save! Prieto beat the pitcher to the bag and Ernst. And Ernst is not happy. He thought he got the out. And now Somerset's manager is coming out to argue it here. Dan Fiorino. Going to talk to the first base umpire, Tom Fornarola. Ernst was unquestionably late in covering. But the question is, did he beat Prieto to the bag or not? It was very close. And it's an infield single for Prieto, who had a 10-pitch at-bat. Flying out to left his first time up. And all of a sudden, the Bay Sox have captured the momentum here. And now Kobe Mayo looks to continue it for Bowie, the first baseman tonight. Went to the injured list in just his third double-A game more than a month ago, and now rejoining his peers of Aberdeen to start the year. Norby, Kowser, and Prieto here in the Bowie order. Here's the pitch. Swing at a cued foul on a soft line into the Bay Sox dugout. Boy, Mayo took a huge swing there, but got it off the end of the bat. That had a 49-mile-an-hour exit velocity. So a relative soft liner, to put it mildly. And they count nothing in one. This is sixth game back at the AA level. As a look to first, though, and for Mayo, who struck out in the second inning, he is now 4-for-20 since making his return. What a lineup this Bay Sox lineup is now. Prolific without Mayo in it. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Big cut. And a hard slider at the bottom of the zone. And the count is nothing and two. The run is in on the Haskin homer. Prieto at first. Nobody is out. On deck, John Rhodes, who had a birthday yesterday. As here's the pitch. And they throw him another pitch with movement, missing down and away. Well, man, when you hit for the kind of power, he just personifies a prolific power hitter. Standing at 6'5" for the right side. You don't see too many heaters. As Ernst is ready, and now time called. And, you know, Ernst has to really mix it up. He's not an overpowering pitcher. Fastball tonight has been between 89 and 91 miles an hour. As he's ready to go, set to the letters. And now the 1-2 forthcoming to Mayo. A long pause, and he delivers. And it's inside. Another little cutting delivery, and they count 2-2. Well, Ernst throws a slider and a changeup in a very similar velocity right there in the mid-80s. And hard to tell what that last pitch was. Here's the 2-2. And it's in there, a cold strike three. Got him with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside portion of the plate. That is a big first out. And now the birthday boy yesterday, John Rhodes, who turned 22, will step to the plate. Now the average age of a double-A ball player is 24 years old. Time flies, though, folks. As here's the pitch. And it's in there for a strike. Now, my expert math work tells me that the average double-A ball player then was born in 1998. It's hard to believe that the ball players we are watching on this field, many of them were born in or after the year 2000. As there's a breaking ball in the dirt. Nice scoop by the catcher, Wells. Count 1-1. I got a ball player sitting to my right here, JT Martin, that also was born after 2000. But John Rhodes was born, as Conan O'Brien used to say back in the day, in the year 2000. And now celebrating his 22nd birthday. The youngster grounded out to short, his first time up tonight. As here's a 1-1 from Ernst. Swing and a miss. And a fastball up. They throw behind the runner at first, but able to scamper back with a headlong dive, Prieto. And he may have been safe due to the fact that he dove to the back end of the bag. And it's a little thing, but if he would have gone for the middle of the bag, which is quite often what you do in a spot like that, Gasper may have been able to get the tag down in time. As now the 1-2 pitch will have to wait as a look back to first. And back to the bag standing is Prieto. One and two the count. As Ernst comes home. And it's off the outside. Little cutting slider. That has been the pitch of choice tonight for Ernst. No doubt about it. He has thrown a bevy of sliders in that 83 or 84 mile an hour range. Slightly shading to pull. Mastitis up the middle. Runner for second to throw down there. A tag. And they got him. A good throw by the catcher in Wells on a pitch that was a bit up and away for ball three. And with it, a fastball. It was a good pitch in which to throw. And Prieto is caught stealing 2-4. Oh, boy, that's a big second out. Well, we got the leadoff homer Now two outs, nobody on, and it's 3-2 to Rhodes. The wind and the pitch, and it's off the outside, a check swing, but Rhodes did not go with a breaking ball there, and he's on ball four. Another elongated at bat. That was a six-pitch walk. And here's Adam Hall, who had a hard ground ball double down the left field line. His first time up today. Well, Hall's had success when healthy this year, no doubt about it. But tonight is only his 42nd game of the year with the Bay Sox. Part of the opening day roster. Hall came, or now is hitting 286 on the year, the right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball lifted foul. It was a bit of a hanger at the top part of the zone on the inside. And it's in foul and out of play off to the right. And they count nothing in one. Once again, tonight marks what is almost exactly 5 weeks remaining in the season. The 0-1 coming, and a check swing, and he grazed the pitch into the mid of the catcher Wells. Nothing in two. Though we got 5 weeks left in the year, Bowie will play three of them at home. Obviously, then two away. You'd love to see players like Toby Welk and Adam Hall stay healthy through this final stretch. 0-2, and it's a cold strike three. He got him with a fastball just beneath the bower. And earned strikes at two in the inning, both looking. Bowie does get a home run from Hudson Haske, his 12th of the year. And we now head to the fifth, 2-1 Somerset on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Hey, coffee lovers. Know where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love at first sip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Well, Hudson Haskin has made it a one-run ball game with his 12th home run of the year. Back to work, Garrett Stallings here for this top of the fifth inning. And once again, our score is Somerset 2 and the Bay Sox 1. It'll be 7-8-9 in the Patriots' order. Stallings, and now with the call, here's Matt Sabatis.
Stallings is getting it done right now so far for Bowie. It's just been the offense that's needed to back him up. That's been the story for Bowie over the last week plus at this point. But if Stallings can keep it going, more power to him. Jason Rosario, Jesus Bastidas, and Mickey Gasper will anchor the lineup here in the fifth inning. 7-8-9 in the lineup for Somerset. Left-hander Rosario singled in the second inning and was thrown out trying to advance in a ball in the dirt. And the first pitch home to him is a curveball called for strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. But boy, Cody Roberts has been so successful behind the dish tonight for the Bay Sox. You can't take away that fact as the next offering, a breaking ball again, misses low. Runs the count even at a ball and a strike here. As Bowie did get another runner on base in the last half inning, as this one is poked on a slow bounce to short. Two quick hops where it's picked at the waist by Joey Ortiz, and he fires a sidearm toss to first base in time, 6-3. Well, there are a handful of members of the Baltimore Orioles front office in attendance for today's game. Of course, with Baltimore up in Toronto, it's one of the longer trips of the season just in terms of distance and, you know, international travel, having to go through customs, all that. A big mess. Better to just stay at home for a trip. As the first pitch to Jesus Bastidas is hammered out to center, but well in play as Colton Cowser ranges to his left and makes the catch. Already two gone. I was going to say, it's Joey Ortiz making a very good impression on the folks seeing him in person right now. As already two away, here's Mickey Gasper. Switch hitter flew out to center field back in the third inning. It is an interesting day around the Eastern League, let me tell you. As we can check in on some scoreboards in a second, but as Bowie is hoping for a little bit of help from opponents to stay alive in the standings, they were getting it for a good long while. We'll tell you what's happening in the Erie game in just a second. As Gasper digs in, first pitch in from Stallings is outside a breaking ball, 1-0 to open. The Akron Rubber Ducks, admittedly last week, had a no-hitter going into the seventh inning at UPMC Park in Erie. As the 1-0 is a curveball, misses down and away. Count goes to 2-0. It was scoreless into the seventh as well before Akron banged out four runs in the seventh, had a 4-0 lead going into the bottom of the seventh, but Parker Meadows hit an inside-the-park home run for Erie's first hit. They still trail 4-1, however, in the bottom of the seventh as the next pitch to Gasper is called a strike on the bottom edge. It's 2-1. Somerset has a left-hander tossing in their bullpen. That really narrows it down as the 2-1 is wide for ball three. Somerset has only one left-hander on staff in the bullpen, and that's Matt Minnick. He's made 26 appearances this season. As the 3-1 comes into Gasper, and it's a fastball called for strike on the outside corner. Runs the count full. Gasper was starting that little wind-up with the bat before tossing it back to the dugout. Fortunately, he didn't actually let go of the lumber. Stallings a chance for a perfect frame. The 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball four. So he misses out on the perfect frame. Stallings might have to try again if he wants for a three-up, three-down inning. And he might get a pretty decent chance as he is still only at 65 pitches following that offering. And that's his second walk. He walked the first batter of the game, Anthony Volpe. And so far, that run has kind of been a difference maker. As Volpe digs in on a one-for-one day, doubled in the third inning. First pitch. Nice curveball. Called for a strike. Hits the heart of the zone, and it's nothing in one. And Volpe walked, and then Everson Pereira, who's on deck right now, hit a ground ball to first base. And Kobe Mayo really had a pretty keen opportunity to go to second base and get the lead runner, but he elected against it as the 0-1 pitch is a flinch on a curveball that just misses down. Count runs even at a ball and a strike. Yeah, Mayo elected not to go and get the lead runner, Volpe. He advanced from first to second on the ground out and then scored on a single to left field by Austin Wells. That made it 1-0. Here's the 1-1. It rolls up the third base line where it's picked up by Cesar Prieto as the count moves to a ball and two strikes now. Akron. You play a team for seven games, you get used to saying their name. Somerset did have a 2-0 lead briefly after Andres Chaparro hit a solo home run in the fourth inning off of Stallings. Hudson Haskin trimmed it right back down with a solo home run of his own to lead off the fourth inning. Haskin's been a great leadoff bat in innings this season for Bowie. Runner at first, two away. 1-2. Breaking ball bounced over towards short. Picked easily by Ortiz on a good gobble at the waist. And a fire to first beats Volpe. 6-3 put out. Strands a two-out walk at first. And as we're halfway home here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie, it's Somerset 2, Bowie 1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The Bay Sox are calling all deadheads to make their way out to Prince George's Stadium on Friday, August 26th for Grateful Dead Night.
With special themes and music all night throughout the game, it'll culminate in a Grateful Dead-themed fireworks show to cap the evening. Fans who purchase a special package ticket will receive a limited edition Bay Sox Grateful Dead t-shirt collaboration and a ticket to the game, so be sure to get there Friday, August 26th. It's Grateful Dead Night at the ballpark. Find out more at BaySox.com.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to BaySox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. Or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning here in Bowie as the Bay Sox are just trailing by one. 2-1 Somerset as the Patriots stick with Nick Ernst here into the fifth inning. He gave a leadoff home run to Hudson Haskins to open the fourth. And Somerset had a left-hander warming in the last half inning, but they're going to leave Ernst out to face Cody Roberts and then the top of the lineup. First pitch, Roberts watches fastball miss high. It's 1-0. Connor Norby and Colton Kowser will follow. Roberts grounded out to the shortstop back in the second inning. Thank you so much for stopping by this evening as Bowie returns home to start a 12-game homestand. The 1-0 pitch is high again. Two balls and no strikes on Cody Roberts. Very nice, warm night here at the ballpark. Not too warm, not too humid, and we're looking at great weather all week if you want to make the trip out. As the 2-0 pitch, this is high again. Three balls and no strikes to open on Roberts. Roberts grounded out on the first pitch he saw. He was actually the first batter that Ernst saw when coming out of the bullpen in the second inning to relieve Clayton Beter, who only tossed an inning in two-thirds, did not allow a run. 3-0, called a strike in the upper outside corner, a slider. Runs the count to three balls and a strike now. Infield playing relatively straight up, outfield the same. Not too much wind this evening as the lights have been carrying a bit of the load now. The 3-1 is called a strike again. Same pitch, just on the lower outside corner this time. Runs the count full on Roberts after starting ahead 3-0. Roberts taking a couple of extra moments outside of the box after a handful of these pitches. But now he resets, and Ernst has been ready. Fires the 3-2, and Roberts smokes it out to deep center field. Pereira has a beat on it. He was initially sprinting back, but almost instantly stopped after just a couple of strides. Makes the catch, and there's one away. So back to the top of the lineup for Connor Norby as Ernst is embarking on his second trip through the order. Norby has flown out to center field both times he stepped up to the plate today. The first pitch in is a slider called for strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. But again, looking at the scores outside of the current 2-1 score here in Bowie, as the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss and a slider away, nothing in two. Of course, Bowie is getting the outcome that they currently want up at UPMC Park in Erie, where the Akron Rubber Ducks have a 5-1 lead over the Seawolves. But this is where Bowie needs to be gaining ground. They need to be charging and taking leads. The 0-2 pitch is called strike three on the lower outside corner. A well-punched changeup, and Norby goes down on three pitches. Fourth strikeout out of the bullpen for Ernst. And that's going to be the last batter he faces. They want to bring in a lefty to face off Colton Kowser. Dan Fiorito comes out, and he'll make the switch. Minnick, much like Ernst, does have some long relief in him this season. So we'll talk about him in a little bit. As Bowie trails 2-1 with bases empty and two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Somerset is making a change. We'll tell you about the new hurler in a second. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at BaySox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Well, Somerset is playing strategically when it comes to working these pitchers today. They're dipping into the bullpen for the second time as we sit here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bowie trailing 2-1. Somerset with four hits, Bowie with three. And the Patriots are going to Matt Minnick, left-hander, to face off against lefty Colton Cowser with bases empty and two outs. Nick Ernst is done for the day. He pitched well and could be in line for the win if the game continues at its pace. He tossed three innings and allowed just two hits with one run, struck out four batters, and walked one. But Somerset wanted to go for the lefty to face off against the left-hander Cowser and didn't want Minnick facing him a second time. Cowser struck out looking the first time he saw Ernst. First pitch in, and Cowser watches fastball miss outside. Count opens up at 1-0. Matt Minnick, a 6'2", 210-pound, 26-year-old lefty from Buffalo, New York, 23rd round draft selection in 2019. He went to Mercyhurst University. That's actually up near Erie, Pennsylvania. Here's the 1-0. Check swing, a called strike anyway at the letters. Count runs even at a ball and strike. Minnick on the season has made 26 appearances, gone 4-2 with a 2.36 ERA. 45 and two-thirds innings, so he's got distance under his arm. 48 strikeouts, only 18 walks. He's allowed five homers. The 1-1 just bit wide. Fastball runs the count to two balls and a strike here. Again, Bowie trails 2-1. The offense has been running into trouble more so this past week plus in straining runners on base as the 2-1 is swung on and belted out toward deep left field. Dunham's running back. He's at the warning track, looks to have a beat on it, and makes the catch. Bowie's been making a lot of loud contact, but they've not been able to reach past the warning track. We go to the sixth here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie trails 2-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at baysox.com. Still three more fireworks shows in the month of July on Saturday the 16th, Friday the 29th, and Saturday the 30th. Hope to see you there.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Well, Garrett Stallings looks to make it back-to-back quality starts for the Bay Sox as he embarks onto the sixth inning, allowing just two runs so far, but Bowie is still losing 2-1, so he's really trying to hold the line to the best of his ability. He'll face off against 2, 3, and 4 in the Somerset lineup as we hand it off to Adam.
Thank you so much, Matt. Here is Everson Pereira, and the pitch at a fastball, which is the 70th pitch of the night. For Stallings, is a little bit low, and they count one ball and no strike. Somerset center fielder, 0-2 in the ballgame tonight, as here's the 1-0, and he swings through a fastball that was at the knees right in the inside corner. And the count evens your 1-1. Pereira, and he's a young ball player. As he chops one near third, gloving chest high near the line, Brianto, long throw, and he got him. That's one of those plays that looks routine. And then if you're a fan and you go stand on the third baseline and think about making that throw, you realize it's not very routine. And there's one down, and here is Austin Wells. Now, Wells, a first-round pick of the Yankees, 28th overall in the 2020 draft. As he swings and lifts a foul out of play left side, and the count nothing and one. Wells went to Bishop Gorman High School, and he did so along with another former first-round pick. As here's the 0-1, and it's a fastball a bit up and in, and that count evens at a ball and a strike. And that former first-round pick that was his high school teammate is an Orioles prospect, former Bay Sox, in fact, as a breaking ball grounded foul pulled to the right side, and the count wanted two. That would be none other than Caden Grenier. Grenier now in AAA Norfolk. Big part of Bowie's 2021 ball club. And they went to high school together in Vegas. As a breaking ball's down low, and the count is 2-2 to Wells. It's a pretty famous high school, actually. Bishop Gorman High. I think a private school out there in Las Vegas. Count 2-2. The wind of the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. I think it was a changeup there from Stallings. And it's his third strikeout of the ball game. And there's two down in the inning. And here's the cleanup hitter, another left-handed hitter. Dunham has flied out twice in this game today. A wide of the pitch. And it's off the outside, ball one. Well, we haven't seen a Bay Sox starter get through six innings really all that often over the last 2 years. But how about this? Stallings working with two outs in the sixth, and nobody has thrown a pitch in Bowie's bullpen. 1-0, and it's off the outside, almost like Roberts was a little bit tied up by that one as he tried to frame it on the outer edge. Count is now 2-0. It is a change in baseball that starting in the fourth or fifth inning, you're looking down at the pen. As this pitch is off speed and down, and they count 3 balls and no strikes here to Dunham. Andres Chaparro, who hit a solo home run, which right now is the winning run in this game, out to right center in the top of the fourth. He's on deck. 2-1 Somerset in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He went off speed, 3-0. And out in front was Dunham. He had the green light. Infield back, outfield straight away. The next one. And a tapper right of the plate off a breaking ball. And a count 3-2 to the powerful Dunham. Somerset does have quite a few hitters that have double-digit home runs. Actually, their leading home run hitter, interestingly enough, is their leadoff hitter. Volpe's got 16 homers on the year. Dunham here has 15. As it's off speed and it's missing down and in. Ball four. And something to watch in this series. Who's able to hit the ball out of the ballpark more than the other? Bowie has been a prolific home run hitting team in the second half of the year. But Somerset has out-homered opponents 157-97 coming into tonight. Total. As here's the pitch. And it's down and inside, blocked in front of the plate by Roberts. Ball one to Chaparro. He had a home run earlier tonight, his 11th of the year. They've got 6 double-digit home run hitters that have done that here only at the double-A level. Have to check. Wells, I think, has got double-digit homers as well, as Austin Wells has 5 homers in now 30 games with Somerset. As Roberts goes out to talk to Stallings for a moment. And now activity has started in the Bay Sox pen. And a right-hander is up and throwing for Bowie. And we'll check on who that is down in the Bay Sox pen. I think it is Connor Loprich who is throwing for Bowie right now. Is a turn and look to first from Stallings. And I'll tell you, Dunham was barely off the bag at all. He just kind of shuffles back to the bag. Stallings has had a very strong night. The 1-0 coming. Beautiful changeup strike on the outside. And they count 1-1. So they have out-homered opponents by 60 this year. Bowie has hit 124 home runs. That's more than 30 less. As a fastball is a little bit, or check that, maybe a hard slider down low, and it's 2-1 to Chaparro. The pitch, swing and a miss on a high fastball. They throw behind the runner. Oh, he's saved. On a bang-bang play, Mayo put down a hard tag. And just getting back safely was Dunham, who was dancing off the bag. And Dunham's trying to get a little bit of dirt out of his eyes. Mayo gives him a tap. Count is 2-2, and Roberts nearly threw out a third runner tonight. And that's something else. As now Rhodes and Wright has got to go get to a baseball that has gotten loose with Loprich warming up. Here in Bowie, the bullpen mounds are actually on the field of play. Count 2-2. Stallings sets of the letters. And now he's going to step off. Dunham dancing off first, and Dunham nearly blew a tire there about 8 feet off first base. He almost went all the way down to the ground. And he kind of did an army crawl back to the bag. Pitch and a high fastball fouled off. Oh, it was up and in. And Chaparro was able to fight it off in on his hands. And he softly sent it back to the screen and lives to see another pitch. Chaparro's already got a career high in homers this year. With his 11th, he's running the pitch. Breaking ball down, thrown his second attack. Oh, it's skidding beyond the second baseman, Norby, and into center. And popping up Dunham, and he's into third. And they're going to give an air on Norby, not on the throw by Roberts. I think that's the right call. So it's an E4. Norby probably should have caught that baseball. But it skidded beyond him. The count is full 3-2. And in a 2-1 ball game, Somerset's got a runner at third now with two down after what was the 31st steal of the year for Dunham. How about that? Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike three. Dunham on the outside corner. A beautiful pitch. The fourth strikeout of the night for Stallings. And with it, the inning is over. Boy, we got a good one tonight. On to the bottom of the sixth. It's 2-1 Somerset on the Bay Sox baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steam Fitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms.
but less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
And let's see if Bowie can rally here. They're down 2-1. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. The third Somerset pitcher of the night back out in Matt Minnick. He got the fly ball out off the bat of Kowser to deep left to end the fifth inning as Joey Ortiz stands in. Here's the pitch. And a ball line towards center. Pereira coming in on it. And on the run, he'll make the catch. A head high grab. One pitch, one down. And here is Haskins. The 2.36 ERA in what is now 27 outings, including tonight. As Haskins to the plate, the right-handed hitting left fielder for Bowie. A big night in the minor leagues in the Orioles system. As a fastball misses inside, count 1-0. Bowie getting two new pitchers here, two of their top three starters in innings, promoted to AAA, Ryan Watson and Drew Rahm. 1-0 coming. And a chop ball foul. Outside third, count 1-1. Base Sox getting both Chase McDermott, the left-hander, or check that out, righty, I should say, that will throw tomorrow night. He was a big piece of the Trey Mancini trade. And Bowie gets another starter as well. The pitch. And a breaking ball up high, ball two. And that would be Cade Povich, the left-hander, who was a big part of the Jorge Lopez deal. He's slated to start on Friday. 2-1 Quebec. And a breaking ball strike at the knees. The outer half, maybe a little bit above the knees. It's 2-2. One out, nobody on. Prieto on deck. Again, 2-1, Somerset leading in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's down low for ball three. The count has run full. This is the night where the Delmarva Shorebirds have received a bevy of recently drafted ball players. There is no more short season A. No more Aberdeen at that level in the New York Penn League as time is called, right as Minnick came forward towards the plate. 11 players from that were drafted this year coming to Delmarva, and then Juan Nunez, a pitcher, brought over in that trade with the Twins as well. They got half of a new team. Minnick juggles it a moment, but he's able to recover, and he throws out Haskins from the base of the third base side of the mound. And quickly two down in the frame, nobody on. And here is Cesar Prieto. So tonight when you look at the Delmarva lineup, they got a lot of new names in it and a lot of names that Oriole fans have to be excited about. Max Wagner, second round pick out of Clemson, is batting third tonight. Dylan Beavers, highly drafted ball players in right field as there's a breaking ball missing in. Judd Fabian is homered in the game. He's the fifth hitter. He was an early round draftee in left field. They got five 2022 draftees in the lineup to does Delmarva tonight. 1-0 coming. Swing and a driven ball, but foul. Out of play, left side. Count 1-1. You know, it kind of reminds you of last year when Connor Norby and Colton Cowser and this group of ball players, John Rhodes and the like, when they went up to Delmarva as recently drafted ball players that had gotten their feet wet in the Florida Complex League. 1-1 coming. Fastball and a bit of a late cut and a line drive back to the screen. And they count 1-2 here to Prieto off of a 92-mile-an-hour heater down the middle. And Delmarva's had a big start. Last I checked, they were up 4-1 in the ballgame. It's 8-1 Delmarva right now. How about that pitch? Swing and a miss. He got him a rare Prieto strikeout, and they got him with a breaking ball down. So Minnick has come on. He's retired all four Thays, and we move to the seventh inning as Bowie will bring in the right-hander, Connor Lopridge, to the game. 2-1 Somerset on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. They're on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, it's the night that all Orioles fans should have circled on their calendar. Sunday, August 21st, when the Bay Sox celebrate Birdland. We know you're already loud and proud at Prince George's Stadium, but you don't want to miss this game, as the Bay Sox will be giving away special mystery autographed items from the 2022 team. The first 750 fans ages 3 and up will receive a mystery autographed item, so be sure to get your tickets fast. Sunday, August 21st, the Birdland celebration. Go to BaySox.com.
Welcome back here to Bowie. My name is Adam Bohl. On to the top of the seventh we go. And the Bay Sox go to the bullpen after another strong start for the right-hander Garrett Stallings. Here's Connor Lopridge. 1-1 with a 4.84 ERA. He delivers. And a swing and a miss on a pitch right near the outside corner. 0-1 to the right-handed hitting Brandon Lockridge. We got a good one. 2-1 Somerset in the seventh pitch. And it's down and away. And the count is even at 1-1. You know, all last week, Bowie seemed to have the lead right around this part of the game. But they saw a lot of late leads whittle away. Kevin Ball on a line, deep down the line and left. And it's a foul ball. Wow. It hit the home run level signage, the Modelo sign. Modelo. A taste that's pure gold. And right there, that was golden for Bowie, because you almost never see a ball hit the home run level and be a foul ball. It's a very rare ball to do so. That means that ball was just maybe 1 to 2 or 3 feet foul. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball. Strike three. You may say, Adam, how did that ball hit the Modelo sign? And you knew their tagline immediately, and I want to plead the fifth on that. We're just going to let that pass. One down, as here is Jason Rosario. And here's the pitch, and a beautiful breaking ball, but just away. But once again, remember, Modelo, a taste that's pure gold. They got a lion on the side. Swing and a miss. Count 1-1. Talk about a beverage with some bite. Rosario, left-handed hitter, singled his first time up, 1-for-2 tonight. Low perch throws. And it's down and inside, a fastball at 93 miles an hour. Lopridge has got a very good arm, but he's another member of the Bay Sox bullpen that has really picked his game up as the year's gone along. As there's a foul and a line to the screen. And they count 2-2. He went after him with another fastball. He's really pitching with a lot of confidence. And what I mean by that is that he trusts his fastball. He's been very aggressive with it. He has not a lot of running. Four of his last five outings. Pitch, swing, and a miss on a beautiful breaking ball. I mean, it was as if he was swinging at a shadow. A weak cut. He was completely fooled by that hard breaking ball. Two down. And here is Jesus Bastidas. Swung at the first pitch his last time up. 2-1 Somerset, two down, nobody on in the seventh. And the pitch. And a check swing, and he went too far on a hard breaking ball down. And the count, nothing and one. Now, how a foul ball can change things, right? I mean, that was a home run off the bat of Lockridge, but just foul pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball, and it's off the back of the foot of Loprich. Gloving Ortiz, and he somehow throws out Mastitis. An outstanding play, and let's hope that Loprich is all right, because that ball was hit sharply 94 miles an hour off the bat. The 1-6-3 put out ends the inning, and it's a 1-2-3 seventh. Stretch time in Bowie. 2-1 Somerset on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
So it's a 2-1 ball game. We head to the bottom of the seventh. And here is Kobe Mayo. Powerful right-handed hitter. Faces tough lefty in Minnick. And here's the pitch. And he swings it. It's a sharply but foul. On a line outside third. By the count, nothing in one. A Bowie looking to come back. Again, Somerset on top, 2-1. They scored a run on the first. Each team then hit solo homers in the fourth. Haskin hit it out for Bowie, the 0-1. And a breaking ball that's way upstairs. And in fact, all the way to the backstop of the count. And a ball and a strike. Mayo tonight playing at first base. This is a team with a loaded infield pitch. Inside, a fastball of it up and in. Ball two. Prieto, Ortiz, Norby. It's really a magical infield. Dashbach has been a big piece of this club for a few years. 2-1 coming. Check swing and a breaking ball, and it's fouled away. Now, that was in the zone. A lot of times when you check your swing and you hit the ball, it would have been a ball, but that's not the case here. That would have been a cold strike. As it was thigh high on the inside count. Minnick's ready. He throws. Swinging a high pop-up. Shallow right. Lockridge coming in on it. On the run now there. And he makes the catch. The Mayo retired. One down. And here is John Rhodes.
Right fielder, John Rhodes.
Adam Hall on deck. It's one thing about this Bay Sox lineup. is that they can do some damage at the bottom of it. Somerset, though, all year long, has been able to win ball games like this. I mean, they hit a lot of homers, but they've got great pitching. Pitch coming. Fastball in there, belt high. And the count is nothing and one. And the Bay Sox really rely so much so on bludgeoning the baseball. We have seen that in this second half. The pitch, swing and a miss, throw a fastball at 92, and it's nothing and two. And what Bowie did to teams like Altoona in their last homestand 3 weeks ago, to Harrisburg winning six in a row on the road 2 weeks ago. And you look back at it, they won a lot of high-scoring games. The 0-2 coming. And he beat him with a high heater, strike three. Rhodes grazed it into the mitt of the catcher, Wells. And there's two down in the inning. And now Adam Hall will come to the plate. Bowie in Harrisburg, in fact, led one of the ball games 15-0 in the third inning. You know, you're counting the score. You've gone through both hands. You've gone through all the toes on your left foot. All of a sudden, it was an 18-1 final. As there's a breaking ball strike, it's nothing and one to Adam Hall. Bowie fans are running out of digits to help count. Hall hits a broken bat, rolled it to short. Volpe's up with it quickly to first in time. And the Bay Sox are down in order. Well, Bowie doesn't need 18, but they do need at least one more. And we head to the eighth inning. We got a good one in the series opener. Somerset 2 and the Bay Sox 1 on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Quick update in Birdland. The Orioles got back-to-back homers from Cedric Mullins and Adley Rutschman. They're tied at 2 in the fifth. Here in the eighth, it's 2-1 Somerset. And with the call, here's Matt Sabatis.
A kind of lead for Bowie. Two strikeouts and a weak little ground out that bounced off of his own glove in the seventh inning. First pitch home here to the switch hitter, Mickey Gasper. Just misses up and away. I'm not sure by really how much, but kind of starts out at 1-0. It'll be 9-1-2 in the Somerset lineup, starting with Gasper, who walked his last time up. Next pitch is grounded foul, first base side. Run the count even at a ball and a strike. After Gasper, it'll be Anthony Volpe and then Everson Pereira. As Bowie trails 2-1 here in the top of the eighth inning, home runs have been the decision makers in this game. Somerset, though, did get an early run in the first inning on a walk, an advancement on a ground out, an RBI single. The other two runs in this game on solo homers. The 1-1 swung on and missed. Gasper tried to halt his swing about halfway through, but couldn't really stop after it gotten down a little bit below the knees. He still went around. Loprich already an early chance for his third punch-out. Steps back, kicks high, the 1-2. Popped him up. Left field, foul ground, ranging on it, Haskin. This one will just get out of play. onto the berm, a little bit over to the fence, left side, and the count remains at a ball and two strikes here. Lowbridge has been on a stellar run for Bowie lately. He did allow a run in his appearance in the Harrisburg series, but tossed an inning in a third while picking up a save against Akron last week. As another 1-2 is on its way. Misses down. Gets between the legs of the catcher briefly, but no swing, so no issue. And the count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Remember, Lowbridge, he had an ERA hovering around 10 for quite some time. You look through his start of June, a 9.59 ERA. That really finally started to dip down once June had started. The 2-2 misses down and away, runs the count full. So let's go back to June 7th, when Stallings really turned the corner. He tossed 4 scoreless innings and a long save against Harrisburg. The payoff pitch here to Gasper is ripped to first, and it's off the glove of Kobe Mayo into right field, off of his wrist. Gasper goes to second with a double. You have to give him that on a hot shot, but Mayo still had a chance and just couldn't collect. 10th double of the season for Gasper. The leadoff batter is in scoring position now for Somerset. They've been getting the leadoff batter on base a couple of times today, including Anthony Volpe, who led off the game with a walk. Again, advanced to second on a ground out and then scored on a single by Austin Wells. But now you've got to work with this runner in scoring position when Bowie is already just riding by a hair right now. They trail 2-1, and their offense has still been scuttling. As the first pitch in, it's called a strike. Nice slider hits the top half of the zone on Volpe. It's nothing and one. So to finish the quick point on Lowbridge, go back to June 7th. He started a 4-inning save against Harrisburg. Including that day, since June 7th, Lowbridge has fired 32 and a third innings. He's allowed 4 earned runs. Next pitch. Slider called for strike. Lower outside corner. And it's quickly nothing and two on Volpe. 1-for-2 day for Volpe. A double to right field in the third inning. He grounded out his last time up. That ended the fifth. As we're here in the eighth, Bowie down by one. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball lofted on a low swing out to left field. It's down for a base hit. A Texas League single by Anthony Volpe. He just stuck his bat out there and flailed for some contact on a tough slider down and away. Gasper goes to third, and Lowbridge is really in a bind now. He's been pitching well in this inning, too, and I can imagine how frustrating that might be. He didn't necessarily have Gasper on the ropes, but he got the contact right to first base that he would have normally liked. The fact that it just hit off of Mayo the way it did put Gasper to second base, and he had Volpe well on the ropes. And Volpe just stuck his bat out there. Here's Everson Pereira, first pitch. Breaking ball popped up. Joey Ortiz is back out to the shallow outfield grass. Peels off for the right fielder to make the catch. A long tag up at first base by Anthony Volpe, but he will not go any further. He's such an adventurous little base runner, isn't he? But Pereira pops out to left field, and there's one away. Good way to start the bounce back for Lowbridge here. Now maybe he can get a double play from Austin Wells. Wells has not been a ground ball hitter, though, here in Double A. Ground out to fly out ratio of only 0.6, so almost twice as often he's putting it in the air than he is on the ground. He has it into 3 double plays, though, this season. First pitch, he squares. Didn't get a piece on it. If he did, it's back into the mid of the catcher anyway. It's strike one. That's a risky play. The safety squeeze, perhaps. But it's nothing and one to start. Let's see if he tries again. The 0-1, no square. Slider misses down and in, and the count runs even in a ball and a strike. Now, of these massive runs that Lowbridge has gone on for Bowie, his last 14 appearances, he has allowed runs in only 4 of them. And in all 4 appearances, he allowed just 1 isolated run. Volpe takes off. 1-1 is away for a ball they don't throw. Roberts wanted to see if he could goad the back or the lead runner in Gasper if they wanted to attempt the double steal, but Gasper didn't bite. The stolen base is the 40th of the season for Volpe. As the 1-2 comes in, and it bounces in. Count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So now it's on Lopritch here with the infield played in to try for the strikeout. That's what you need to get back into it. But Elijah Dunham is on deck. He's got a good on-base percentage. Second and third, one away. The 2-2 first base side. Hard turn in on a changeup. Count holds even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Volpe second in the Eastern League in stolen bases. He was leading the league for quite some time, but his numbers have started to dip. Since Bowie last saw Somerset, that's actually Volpe's 5th stolen base. So about 6 weeks, he's only stolen 5 bases. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Got him with a curveball down. Third strikeout for Lopritch, a critical one with runners at second and third. Now 2 outs. That could be a bit on Volpe slowing down, maybe his timing getting off a little, or maybe just opposing defense is getting wise to his antsy game on the base pass. So steal 35 bags in the first 3 months of the season, but then to only steal 5 in the following 6 weeks is very interesting. Here's Elijah Dunham. Infield plays at a regular depth now. First pitch, he fouls it off left side. High fastball, just got a piece as the count opens up at nothing and one. Dunham walked against Garrett Stallings in the 6th inning and made it all the way to third base thanks to a steal and an error. But he's 0 for 2 overall. Both times he's put it into play, he sent it to the outfield. Bowie trails 2-1 here in the top of the 8th inning. Trying to keep it that way, though, as Somerset has 2nd and 3rd, 2 away. Patriots have a right-hander in the bullpen, the 0-1. Curveball misses wide. Count runs even in a ball and a strike. That looks to be Carson Coleman, Somerset's closer, getting loose in the bullpen. He's been a flamethrower this season, but his ERA has actually taken a bit of a jump lately. As Lopritch sets, 1-1. Breaking ball lifted out toward the left center field gap. This is going to be a tough play for Haskin, but he closes the gap and makes the catch. Fortunately, it sliced a little bit up high in the air, and Haskin strand runners at 2nd and 3rd. We're on to the bottom of the 8th here in Bowie. Bay Sox trail 2-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Well, fans, Pest Now is a proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, and they provide pest control services for Prince George's Stadium. So that's how you know they're reliable. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, they can do just about anything for you. Termites, mosquitoes, anything. Give them a call. Pest Now, 301-231-8300, or visit them online at pestnow.com. Bottom of the 8th inning here in Bowie as the Bay Sox need something. They trail 2-1, only a solo home run. It'll be 9-1-2 for the Bowie lineup with Cody Roberts leading off, Connor Norby and Colton Cowser to follow. Left-hander Matt Minnick continues to deal in relief. He's been perfect so far, and the first pitch to Roberts is popped foul right side out of play. Nothing and one to start. Garson Coleman was getting loose in the last half inning for the Patriots, but he's going to continue loosening in this half inning. See if they need to bring him out for, I would assume, Colton Cowser. That's what the Patriots have been doing today, making the switch ahead of Cowser. Meanwhile, Bowie does have an arm loosening in their bullpen. Jensen Elliott is tossing following two scoreless innings for Connor Loprich. The 0-1 to Roberts misses way outside. Gets past the catcher, but with no runners on base, it's not like Wells needed to go diving for the ball. Count just evens at one. It's an 0-for-2 day for Roberts. He grounded out to the shortstop in the second inning, flew out to center field back in the fifth. As the infield plays him fairly deep. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball outside. And it's a ball and two strikes now on Robert. The Bowie offense has really ran into brick walls after the fifth inning the last few days. They've not even gotten a base runner since the end of the fourth inning in this game. They've been set down 10 in a row as time is quickly called by Cody Roberts, rearranging a little bit of the dirt for his back foot in the batter's box. But while Bowie was on a big run in kind of late inning attacks over their massive win streak between Altoona and Harrisburg, it really dried up in the Akron series, and you can tell it's carrying into today. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. 11 in a row retired by Somerset pitching. That's the third strikeout for Matt Minnick. Eighth overall for the Patriots. So in the Akron series, I'd started to notice how much of a difference there had been between offenses in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings for Bowie and for their other teams. In those final three innings in the Akron series, seven games, Bowie scored a total of 3 runs. Akron scored 11. Here's Connor at the knees, and it's nothing and one to start. That is the main reason why Bowie lost that series. If they were able to either score a little bit more in those final three innings or hold off a couple of runs in those final three innings, there was a big chance that the Bay Sox would have won 11 of the 13 games they played on that road trip. I mean, you could even say 12 of the 13 games. That's how often Bowie was ahead. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This is down and away to Norby, and it's a ball and a strike. But of course, today the Bay Sox have been behind the entire time. Somerset struck in the first inning, so Bowie was down before they even had a chance to bat. But the pitching staff has done their end. It's just on the offense now as they trail 2-1. The 1-1 pitch into Norby is swung on and lifted high and deep to center field, but not deep enough. Pereira runs back and camps for quite some time before pulling it down in center. Bowie has really been trying to leave the ballpark today, and they've just not been able to, except for Hudson Haskins' lone attack. A solo home run to open up the fourth inning has been it. Bowie only had 2 home runs in the 7-game series against Akron as well. A pair of 3-run home runs, one in the first game of the set by Cesar Prieto and one in the last game of the set by Joey Ortiz. Bowie has still lost both games.
Yeah, think about that. They hit 14 home runs in their last home series in a week against Altoona.
First pitch to Cowser is called a strike. A curveball on the inside edge. It's nothing and one. 0-for-2 day for Cowser. He walked in the first inning, got to third base, and was left stranded. Struck out looking in the third and flew out to left field in the fifth. 0-1. Check swing. Fastball just misses away. And the count runs even at a ball and a strike. But again, Bowie will have to run into Carson Coleman in the bottom of the ninth inning, at least the way that this is trending. He's been a bit of a flamethrower and didn't have much issue with the Bay Sox back in July. As the 1-1 called for strike anyway at the letters. Count runs to a ball and two strikes. Somerset 2, Bowie 1. The mild shift on here for Cowser. Jensen Elliott set to take the ninth. Bowie wants to give him something as the 1-2 is swung on in a poke out toward right field and just over the leaping grab of Jesus Bastidas at second. A soft liner in just about the most literal definition. Bastidas was reading it while backtracking, but just didn't get enough air under his feet to pull it down. Couser, as it's in back-to-back games, that's the first base runner for Bowie since John Rhodes drew a walk in the fourth inning. String of 12 consecutive batters retired before Couser singles, and that's going to be the end of the day for Minnick. They kept him in for the lefty-lefty matchup against Couser. But Couser reaches, and Somerset will go to the closer, Carson Coleman, to try and pick up a four-out save. Bowie has a tying run on base, but on a day that has been offensively quiet, they're going to need something loud and fast from Joey Ortiz. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance, teen illnesses, and injuries. Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Well, we're back in, continuing the bottom of the eighth inning here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie. The Bay Sox need to make something happen. The first chance that they've gotten in a long time. Since they had a runner at first with two outs in the fourth inning, Bowie hadn't had a base runner until Colton Couser just singled here. Knocked left-hander Matt Minnick out of the game. And as Joey Ortiz digs into the box, he'll face off against Carson Coleman, Somerset's usual closer. Minnick's line is not closed as Couser on first base belongs to him. Three innings of work, one hit, no runs, three strikeouts, no walks. As Coleman takes over, 6'2", 190-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Lexington, Kentucky. He was an undrafted free agent following the short 2020 draft from the University of Kentucky. Fires the first to Ortiz, and it's a curveball called for strike on the outside corner, nothing and one. 0-for-2 day for Ortiz. He walked in the first inning, and he sent it out to center field twice, once on a fly ball, once on a line. As Coleman works, split the middle of the rubber. Makes a slow turn on a pickoff throw back to first. That is not a very efficient move. He took practically three hop steps, just turning his whole body before finally throwing the ball. Couser had plenty of time to read it and slide back in safely. Here's the 0-1. Another breaking ball. Ortiz watches it again for a called strike. It's already nothing and two. Coleman has made 25 appearances this season, gone 2-2 with a 3.38 ERA. 32 innings, he has struck out 51 batters, two home runs, and leads the team with 10 saves and 11 opportunities. Couser takes off. The 0-2 is high for a called strike three. 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and Ortiz watches three pitches and strands a runner at first. We're on to the ninth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie trails 2-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Celebrate your Chesapeake pride on Friday, August 19th as the Bay Sox host Maryland's Baytoberfest at Prince George's Stadium. All things Maryland presented by Royal Farms with an upcoming special Baytoberfest beer stein and ticket package available. And with a big chance to celebrate all things Maryland, it wouldn't be complete without your very own Maryland flag design Bay Sox hat with Adley Rutschman and his number 35 patched on the side. It's the Maryland Baytoberfest and the Adley Rutschman hat giveaway Friday, August 19th at Prince George's Stadium. So get your tickets at baysox.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Well, we move on to the ninth inning here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie as the Bay Sox try to continue what's been a strong pitching day, even though it has them on the wrong side of today's game. As the Bay Sox make their second pitching change of the night, Jensen Elliott will take over to hopefully polish this game off. Replaces Connor Loperich, who spun two scoreless innings with two hits, no walks, and three strikeouts. First pitch into the number five batter, Andres Chaparro, is swung on and missed down. Good fastball inside as well from Elliott, and it's quickly nothing in one. And Garrett Stallings is still in line for the loss despite a quality start as the 0-1 pitch as a slider misses wide. Runs the count even at a ball and a strike. Chaparro has the game's winning run at the moment. Solo home run in the fourth inning made it a 2-0 game at that point before Bowie cut into it at 2-1, 1-1. Breaking ball, a nice curveball called for strike in the top half. Runs the count to a ball and two strikes now. Jensen Elliott, 6'6", 231-pound right-hander, drafted out of Oklahoma State in the 19th round of the 2019 draft. Fires the 1-2, and it misses down and away. Count goes even at two balls and two strikes. 23 appearances for Elliott. He leads the team with six wins, a 6-2 record, a 4.42 ERA, in 38 and two-thirds innings. As he fires the 2-2, swung on and poked, foul to third. Way too far ahead of a curveball. As the count stays even at two. 38 and two-thirds innings, but Elliott has only struck out 23 batters. He's walked just 11, allowed four home runs. As he fires another 2-2, and it's fouled off this time over the netting right side. Count holds at two balls and two strikes on Chaparro. After him, it'll be the 6 and 7 batters with Lockridge and Rosario. Chaparro stepping out of the batter's box very briefly. He's got a pretty hard shift on for him. The right side of the in, or the left side of the infield for the right-handed batter, the 2-2. Fouled off again, low breaking ball. Hits a little bit on the bottom edge, and the count stays. But it makes sense to shift him. Chaparro pulls it over half the time. More surprising how his homer went to center field. He only hits it to center field about 1-2-2. Breaking ball down and away, and a full count here to open things up from Elliott. He's coming off of three scoreless appearances, Jensen Elliott, including a win over Akron. That was one of the appearances where the Bowie starter didn't finish five innings. The 3-2 pitch lifted out toward deep right center field, staying in the ballpark, but deep in the gap. Couser has to make a long trek before bringing it down. Well, these Bowie outfielders are something to behold. They've always taken some of the best routes this season and run down a ton of difficult-looking fly balls. So one away, here's Brandon Lockridge. Elliott is riding 3 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings on three straight scoreless outings. He's allowed just two hits over the span, has walked a pair, and has actually only struck out one. As the first pitch to Lockridge is called a strike on a changeup inside corner. Nothing in one to start. Lockridge 0-3, a strikeout swinging back in the seventh inning, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Chased a curveball down, and it's nothing in two. Now, Somerset is relying on their closer for a four-out save. Carson Coleman is set to take the bottom of the ninth for the Patriots as the 0-2. Misses down and away. Slider again runs it to a ball and two strikes. We'll see what he can do after he retired Joey Ortiz. The only batter he needed to face on just three pitches. Struck him out looking. Ortiz didn't swing at any of them. 1-2. Breaking ball down and away, and the count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elliott's run into a couple of issues that Bowie has seen the last few days with some of their pitchers. Drew Rahm really had it happen to him a lot on Sunday. As the 2-2 pitch is swung on and belted up the first baseline, but foul. It's onto the berm. Count stays. Is getting that put-down pitch when you reach 2 strikes. There were a handful of times during the Sunday appearance for Drew Rahm where he had worked ahead to an 0-2 pull. He walked a career-high 4 batters on Sunday, Drew Rahm. Bowie's had that happen a couple of times this season, and it's gone on for stretches as the 2-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Maybe this is the end of that stretch now. As Elliott logs the strikeout, his first, 8th overall for Bay Sox pitching, and quickly 2 away here in the top of the 9th.
Designated hitter, Jason Rosario.
And now Jason Rosario, 1-for-3. Singled in the second, thrown out trying to advance on a ball in the dirt. He struck out swinging his last time up. First pitch misses low, a breaking ball. That's the first pitch ball for Elliott today. 1-0 to start. Again, as Bowie trails 2-1 here in the top of the 9th inning. The next offering is inside. A slider runs the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. Elliott has normally been much, much better against left-handed batters this season. But as a contact pitcher, that's more so on inducing the contact. The 2-0 poked over toward short, deep in the hole, and under the dive of Joey Ortiz into center field. Ortiz had a good beat on it, and it just snuck under his glove. A 2-out single for Jason Rosario. That's the second time he's done that today. Singled after 2 quick outs. The other time was back in the second inning. As Jesus Bastidas will step up now, trying to see if Somerset has any insurance in them. Decent shift put on the left side for the right-hander Bastidas, who's 0-for-3. First pitch. Breaking ball misses under the knees, and the count starts out at 1-0. 0-for-3 day for Bastidas. He grounded out back in the 7th inning, his last time up. Hit it off of the pitcher's glove before it was picked up at shortstop. As the 1-0 pitch. This is down and away. Here's a snap throw to first, but it's late. Roberts has been one of the most adventurous in trying to... It's only been successful once, but if I'm remembering correctly, it actually happened back when Bowie was in Somerset. 2-0 pitch. Shot to the right side, a base hit through a massive gap. And that's what's going to happen when you're shifting a guy and also have a fielder holding on a runner at first base. Rosario advances to second base. Bastidas picks up his first base hit of the day. And after 2 quick outs, Somerset now has a pair on the pond.
First baseman, Mickey Casper.
And here comes Josh Conway. Well, again, this is critical for Bowie if they can overcome the deficit. Of course, they need to walk off at this point, but if they can, they would gain a game on the Erie Seawolves, and that's something that Bowie was simply unable to do all week in Akron. They barely did it against Harrisburg, as Erie was on a 7-game win streak.
That's right. I mean, they've won 7 in a row, in fact, into tonight. So, obviously, you don't get many opportunities right now against an Erie team that is 27-11 entering tonight's play in the second half. It's been a magical year in Erie.
Well, they have the opportunity tonight, and that's what matters, because the Erie Seawolves were nearly no hit. They didn't get their first hit until the 7th inning, and at that point, Akron had already built a 4-0 lead. The Rubber Ducks take down Erie 5-1, and that's why it's a dual-faceted importance for Bowie,
yes,
to win this game, because if you lose today, then Akron gains a game on you. They would only be 4.5 games back of Bowie. They're already only 6 games back of Erie, with still 5 more games to play against the Seawolves just this week.
And obviously going 6-2 against Bowie and Erie in the last 8, so they're playing really good baseball, and we've still got more than a month to go left in the year.
Which is why it's in Bowie's hands right now to do what they can and stay afloat, because they've been really starting to fall a bit underwater the past couple of days. Mickey Gasper digs in, the number 9 batter. First pitch to him, misses low. 3 consecutive first pitch bobbled, back in the eighth inning to open up that frame. He moved to third on a single, but after that, Connor Loprich locked in. Retired the next three batters to strand those two runners in scoring position. 1-0. Down and away, it's two balls and no strikes. Well, you don't want to lose this guy as you go back to the top of the lineup with Anthony Volpe. And Volpe, he's been hitting it well with the bases loaded this season. 2-0 pitch. Down and inside, it's 3-0. Bowie trails 2-1 here in the top of the ninth inning. They've been having to dance around these base runners as well. Somerset has eight hits. Garrett Stallings walked three batters. Fortunately, only one of them scored, the 3-0. Right down Broadway, a called strike. Run it to 3-1. Surprised Gasper didn't have the green light there. And time is called as Elliott was just coming set, so not too much of an issue. He's looking back the runner at second, but that runner is practically irrelevant, at least from the way that the middle infielders are positioned. 3-1 pitch. Half swing and a poke right back to the mound. Elliott gloves it and fires to first to escape the jam. 1-3 put out and the inning is over. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Bowie has Haskin, Prieto, and Mayo. 1-tie, 2-win. They trail 2-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie, they don't have that far to go, but the way they've been playing, it might be a mountain to climb. They trail 2-1 here into the bottom of the ninth, but the Bay Sox have only collected one hit since the end of the fourth inning. It'll be Hudson Haskins to lead off, who had a solo home run to open the fourth inning. For Bowie's only run, the Bay Sox do have a pitcher warming in the bullpen as Shelton Perkins would potentially take a 10th inning. But Carson Coleman continues to the mound, trying to continue a four-out save. Righty on righty to start, first pitch, and Haskins watches a fastball called for strike on a generous give below the knees. It's nothing and one. Haskin has been a great batter to lead off innings this season. His solo home run to open the fourth was his ninth home run at the start of an inning. But the 0-1 here is fouled off back to the screen as he reaches for a slider. Count goes to nothing and two. But think about that. Eight home runs to lead off an inning, rather, of his 12 total. Haskin is a big fan of that early attack. He's one of the most likely to go after a first pitch for Bowie. Popped up foul right side, and the count remains. But Bowie trails 2-1 here in the bottom of the ninth. Haskin, and then Cesar Prieto and Kobe Mayo. And I'd run through some of the game logs following Bowie's series in Akron. Comeback wins have actually been kind of hard to come by for Bowie as the 0-2 pitch is checked on high, and he went around for strike three. First base umpire made the call on the appeal. That's the second strikeout for Carson Coleman, and that's how he started his relief appearance. One gone. Well, the Bay Sox this season have had 11 games in which they have had a lead within the last two innings, but still lost. They only have two games this season. As the first pitch to Cesar Prieto is swung on and missed high, it's nothing and one. The Bay Sox only have two games this season in which they've trailed in the last two innings of the game, but still gone on to win. Only two games all year. Here's the 0-1. Prieto watches up and away, and the count runs even at a ball and a strike. It's a 1-for-3 day for Prieto. He singled on a slow bouncer to first in the fourth inning, but was caught stealing second base. He struck out swinging his last time up. Next pitch, poke foul left side. Runs the count to a ball and two strikes here. As Bowie trails 2-1 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Coming down to their last chances on what's been another quiet offensive night. 1-2 pitch. Prieto swings and misses for strike three. 98-mile-an-hour fastball away. Three straight strikeouts for Carson Coleman. And Bowie is down to their last chance. Well, Coleman's got that heat, and he showed it off against Bowie. First time that these two teams met back in July. He fired three innings and only gave up one hit. Did not walk anyone and struck out four. First pitch to Kobe Mayo misses high on a slider, and it's 1-0 to start. Mayo 0-for-3, two strikeouts. He flew out to right field his last time up. 1-0. Called a strike. Ball right down Broadway. It's 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Lifted out toward shallow right. This might do it. Slowly toward foul ground, but it's down off of the bullpen mound. There was a scramble to evacuate the bullpen mound. Sheldon Perkins is still warming up for Bowie. And that one did seem to be as far as possible from all three of the main fielders that were tracking that ball. So Mayo does get a little bit of new life here, but he's still down to his final strike. He'll take his time, set his own rhythm, getting back into the box while Coleman sets on the first base side of the rubber. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Coleman strikes out four consecutive batters to lock down the save for Somerset, and the Bay Sox lose the series opener to the Patriots 2-1. Bowie collected only four hits in the game as the offense had another tough day. We get rolling with Bay Sox postgame in a little bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, not necessarily the prettiest day for the Bowie Bay Sox this evening as they kick off a six-game series with the Somerset Patriots quietly. Bowie only collects four hits in a 2-1 loss to the Yankees affiliate, kicking off the six-game set and missing out on an opportunity to perhaps gain a game over the Erie Seawolves in the Southwest Division. As we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame here from Prince George's Stadium, we'll recap this game, but a 2-1 final. It's going to be very, very brief, as you'd imagine, and then look around the Eastern League, see how Bowie fares at the end of the day. So we recap. We go all the way back in time to the faraway land of 6:39 p.m. when first pitch came home from Garrett Stallings to Anthony Volpe. It was a strike, but Volpe would watch four consecutive pitches out of the zone to follow that and take first base. Everson Pereira grounded out to first base, a play that could have gotten Volpe at second, but Kobe Mayo elected to not throw to second and instead just get the runner at first. So Volpe moved to second on the ground out, and that set the table for Austin Wells to give Somerset the early lead. An Orioles minor league pitcher this season. 2-2, Volpe takes off, and it's punched through the gap left side for a base hit. Volpe slid around third and more on the single, and Somerset takes the early 1-0 edge. Well, that would be against Garrett Stallings, and he would lock in from there, but Bowie, a trend that followed them from the Akron series back to Prince George's Stadium, missed out on an early opportunity as the Bay Sox drew two walks with only one out in the bottom of the first inning against Clayton Beater. Somerset starter was simply having a tough time throwing strikes and really getting swings and misses with that curveball of his, but a fielder's choice hit into by Hudson Haskin and a flyout by Cesar Prieto ended the opportunity for Bowie to tie the game. But Stallings was back in form for the second and third innings as he pitched scoreless, but as Beater started a scoreless second, he handed off to Nick Ernst, who finished the second and spun a perfect third. In the fourth, Somerset found a big opportunity as they were making some good contact. Two quick outs to open the frame, but Andres Chaparro made it a 2-0 game.
As two quick outs, the pitch, and Chaparro hits a deep drive to right center. Cows are back on the run, looking up, and it heads out of here. Andres Chaparro has hit his 11th home run of the year, jumping on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball and hitting it out to right center. And Somerset has a 2-0 lead.
That 2-0 lead wouldn't stick around for too much longer because after the next batter grounded out, Hudson Haskin would take the top of the fourth inning for Bowie and instantly cut into that lead.
The wide of the pitch. Swinging a high lifted fly to left. Did he get it? Dunham going back at the track, in front of the wall, turning, leaping at the wall. Oh, it gets out of here. It just had enough. And Haskin has hit his 12th home run of the year, and he's put the Bay Sox on the board. Bowie trails it 2-1.
So a little momentum going Bowie's way as Cesar Prieto would follow that home run with a single. But after Prieto was caught stealing, the offense shut down. Bowie did not get another base hit until the eighth inning when Colton Kowser picked up a two-out single to right field, and that would be the last. Though at least Garrett Stallings pitched well to close his night with a scoreless fifth and sixth innings, back-to-back quality starts for Stallings on six innings of just two-run ball with four strikeouts, and Connor Loprich worked about around a small jam in the eighth inning to add two scoreless frames of his own. And while Jensen Elliott did allow a couple of base hits with two outs in the ninth, he was able to get some weak contact and keep his day scoreless as well. But as Bowie ran into the Somerset closer Carson Coleman, they realized quickly that they just did not have an answer. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Coleman strikes out four consecutive batters to lock down the save for Somerset, and the Bay Sox lose the series opener to the Patriots 2-1. So your final box score, Somerset scores two runs on eight hits with no errors. They left on seven. Bowie scores one run on just four hits with one error. They left on five. Nick Ernst is your winning pitcher. He moves to 3-0 on the season while Garrett Stallings takes the loss. He falls to 5-9. Carson Coleman earns the save. It's his 11th here in 2022. The game was played in 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of a paid attendance at Prince George's Stadium of 1,620. With the win, Somerset moves to 67-41 in the season, 30-21 in road games, and 21-12 in games decided by one run. That's a big help for them. As Bowie falls to 53-56, their losing streak extends to four consecutive games, as they're now 28-24 at home and 16-24 in games decided by one run. That's a big problem for Bowie. The Bay Sox are now 26-14 in the second half. Somerset is 23-16. Adam, the pitching did what they needed to do. The offense did not.
Yeah, you know, and it's going to happen, right? You're not going to be a dominant offensive team every night. I think that for the Bay Sox, though, this was an opportunity because, albeit the four pitchers that went for Somerset tonight all have pretty good numbers, it's an opportunity when you're facing quite a few different pitchers in a game that one might not be on their game. But unfortunately tonight, you got to give it up for the Patriots of really relievers came together and threw beautifully tonight. And for the Bay Sox, they're going to have to try to get it going. And like you spoke to a little bit late in the broadcast, Matt, they're going to have to start finding a way to win some of these close games late.
Yeah, I had mentioned the brief stat where Bowie has lost 11 games this season in which they've held a lead within the final two innings. But inversely, they have only won two games this season in which they were trailing within the final two innings of play. That is a big disparity, and that's why Bowie has the record that they do here in 2022. It's obviously going to lose Bowie a little bit of ground in the standings as well as we get ready to break here on Bay Sox postgame. When we come back, we'll look around the scoreboards and check you up on how the Eastern League and the Orioles organization is doing. We're back after this as Bowie falls to Somerset 2-1. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
There's plenty going on at the ballpark on Saturday, August 27th. Bowie will be hosting a special tribute to Negro League Baseball, as well as an exhibit presented by the Josh Gibson Foundation with special artifacts from the Hall of Famer's career, as well as the Bay Sox huge Touch a Truck event featuring dozens of construction, excavation, emergency vehicles, and trucks for all fans to enjoy and interact with exhibits as well. It begins at 4:30 and is going to run till 6:30 ahead of the 6:35 game. It's all presented by Miss Utility and comes your way on a busy Saturday, August 27th, so get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
All right, back in Prince George's Stadium one final time this evening as we get ready to conclude Bay Sox postgame following Bowie's tough 2-1 loss to the Somerset Patriots tonight. Matt Sabatis alongside Adam Pohl with you from the ballpark in Bowie as we take a quick cruise around the Eastern League real quick. There's one game still in action and one game suspended. So we'll start with the suspended game. Harrisburg and Altoona had moved on to the seventh inning, but pesky Harrisburg, they just had to tie the game in the top of the fifth, didn't they? They made it 2-2, and when the rain hit and looked like it wasn't going to stop, they had to, of course, suspend the game. So they'll finish that up tomorrow and then play a nine-inning game to follow. Of course, they've still just got three innings to complete in that suspended game when it resumes again at 2-2. It's the bottom of the eighth over in Hartford as New Hampshire has added on to what was already a 2-0 lead. Hartford has gotten a run across, but New Hampshire leads 4-1. Again, bottom of the eighth there. And then the rest of the league has come to a close. Reading broke a 2-2 tie with Portland with a sixth spot in the bottom of the eighth inning to come away with an 8-2 win there. Reading was really going back and forth with Harrisburg over at FNB Field last week. Binghamton, they put on a late attack against Richmond as well. 4 runs in the sixth and 3 runs in the seventh. Richmond is really going to find themselves in a tough spot when they make the when they get to the postseason in the Southwest Division, as they fall to 12-27 in the second half with the 8-2 loss there. And then, as mentioned, we've been talking about it mostly today. Erie was nearly no hit by the Akron Rubber Ducks. Didn't pick up their first hit until the seventh inning. Interestingly enough, it was an inside-the-park home run, but it was their only run, as Akron had already built a 4-0 lead when that first hit came across. Akron wins 5-1. So Bowie is not going to lose any ground in the Southwest Division standings. That, of course, helps, as they will still only be 1.5 games back of Erie at the end of the day. But since Erie and Akron are playing each other, Akron is going to win Erie. So now Akron is only 6 games out of first place, with 5 games left to play against Erie, and they are currently now only 5.5 games. Actually, 4.5 games. Yeah, if I could figure out how basic math works. 4.5 games behind Bowie in the Southwest Division. And remember, Bowie and Akron still have to play 6 games against each other. So,
right.
So this playoff race is not down to just 1 and 2. And then Altoona is only 7.5 back of Bowie coming into today's, or 7.5 back of Erie coming into today as well. So who knows how their Harrisburg series could go.
Right.
It could really become a four-team race again.
Harrisburg's the only team that I guess is truly out of the postseason.
Yeah. Adam, how's the Orioles organization looking today?
Well, I'll tell you, Baltimore's had a big comeback in Toronto, as they used back-to-back home runs from Cedric Mullins and Adley Rutschman to tie the ballgame in the fifth inning. And Baltimore now, the Orioles are on top 4-2 in Toronto in the top of the eighth inning. That really is a big, big series for Baltimore, who I believe came into the day a game and a half out of the wild card race. And one of the teams they are behind in that chase is Toronto. Now, around the organization, kind of an interesting night in the farm system. Bottom of the ninth inning, Norfolk is at home taking on Durham 8-3. The Durham Bulls are leading. Durham is the AAA affiliate of the Tampa Rays. And young phenom Wander Franco, who has been out with a broken hammock bone for the last 2 months, is returning here today. 0-for-1 with a walk. So he batted twice in the game as designated hitter. So he is rehabbing for the Bulls in Norfolk against the Tides here this week. At the high A level, Aberdeen at a doubleheader. They lost 11-4 in the opener. They're winning 2-1, trying to finish it off bottom of the seventh inning against Asheville. And big news for Delmarva, because nearly half their team changed. 11 of the Orioles' 2022 draftees joined the Delmarva Shorebirds today. 5 of those players were in the starting 9 for Delmarva. Right. Judd Fabian, a second-round supplemental pick of the Orioles, and Delmarva is winning in a game that was delayed, I should say, due to the lights going out, maybe due to Delmarva's power.
Didn't hear about that. Poor Salem.
Yeah, they're only in the sixth inning. Delmarva's got a 9-3 lead, but the Shorebirds.
That's your old haunt, isn't it?
Yeah, that is my old haunt.
Oh yeah, you know plenty about that ballpark and those lights.
Yes. But Delmarva's got a brand new squad. I know that they've had a tough year record-wise, but they're going to have a lot of fun the last 5 weeks of the year with the heart of the 2022 draft in their lineup.
Again, the score we care about most in this production is that of Bowie's, and unfortunately, it wasn't necessarily that good. As Bowie falls to Somerset tonight 2-1 to open a 6-game series, they'll try to even it up tomorrow and see what they can get out of Chase McDermott, making his Double-A debut for the Bay Sox, recently promoted from High A Aberdeen. He was the pitcher traded over from Houston in the Trey Mancini deal, so it should be very fun to watch him toss. While Will Warren will get the start for Somerset, right-hander is 6-4 with a 3.15 ERA. It'll be a 6:35 first pitch on Wednesday, which means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 6:15. For now, though, we say so long. For Adam Pohl, I'm Matt Sabata, saying thank you so much for stopping by this evening. Unfortunately, we just couldn't give you a winner. As Bowie falls to Somerset tonight 2-1, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game, and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.